All right, guys, you ready to go practice trick-or-treating?
I still don't understand why we need to practice trick-or-treating. We've been doing it for years without a problem.
Because, Cody, this is a dress rehearsal for Halloween. We make sure our costumes look good and make sure we say trick-or-treat right.
How do you say trick-or-treat wrong? You just say trick-or-treat and then they give you candy.
No, Cody, you have to say the whole thing. That's how you get more candy. You say trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
And then the ref. If you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear.
I like that better.
No, we're not going to say that. We're not going to say, if you don't, I don't care, I'll pull down your underwear. Like, you're threatening to assault them? You're threatening to pull their underwear down? Who wrote that, Bill Cosby or Jared Fogle?
Well, that's just how it goes, Junior.
We're not saying that part. See, this is why we have this whole dress rehearsal, so we say it right, because if you say that, we're going to get arrested. All right, so I think we have the whole gang. We got Joseph as Scooby.
Ruh-roh, Reggie.
And we got Penelope as...
Daphne.
And we got Cody as...
Elma.
And then we got Fred.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Shaggy. Wait, we're missing a character. We're missing Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, we don't have a Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, Chef Peavy would be a good Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't even have the costume.
I'm going to go ask him if he wants to be Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't have the whatever.
Come on, guys. He has to see our costumes.
Okay.
I'll make him want to do it. Hey, Chef Peavy.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm making fried fruit by the foot.
That sounds yummy.
Wait, you guys just like Courage the Cowardly Dog for Halloween? Wait, you're 4 days early, though.
No, we're not Courage the Cowardly Dog. I don't know what would make you even think that. I mean, I guess I could be Muriel and Junior could be Eustace Bags, but no, that's not what we're doing.
But Joseph is the dog!
No, we're Scooby-Doo.
Never heard of it.
Impossible. Everybody's heard of Scooby-Doo.
Well, I didn't, because I never had a TV growing up.
Well, I feel like it still would have gotten around somehow.
Well, it missed me. It never got around. What do you guys want?
We want to know if you want to dress up like Scrappy-Doo.
Who?
Well, Scrappy-Doo is like a little Courage the Cowardly Dog who's also an asshole.
No, I want to be Clifford!
Oh, you've heard of him. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Who hasn't heard of Clifford the Big Red Dog, you idiot?
Okay, but we don't even have a Clifford costume or a Scrappy-Doo costume, so I don't even know why we're asking you.
Come on, guys. Let's go practice saying trick-or-treat.
Bothering me and my fruit fry.
It's good to be a billionaire. What the?
Charge, get in here!
Yes, sir.
Empty, more yummy.
Very well, sir.
Hurry, Charge, I'm parched like a pear tree.
Oh, come on.
Charge, your blindfold. Put it on. I don't want your life to be too easy.
Oh, very well, sir.
You better not spill it. I swear to God, if you spill one drop on that counter, I'm going to beat your ass. You know what? I'm going to come watch.
Oh, where is it?
You better not spill it. That is Poppy Rosé 2007.
But, sir, I can't see.
Didn't you go to Butler School or some shit?
Well, they didn't teach me this in Butler School.
Well, they should have. Wasn't it on your resume that you were the best blindfolded wine pourer?
Sir, you just made that up.
No, I didn't. You better start pouring.
I just don't see under what circumstance anyone would ever need to blindfold themselves in order to pour wine.
This one. Now get to pouring.
Oh, very well, sir. Oh. But I think I'm getting it, sir.
Charge, look what you did!
There's no way! Well, I swear I was pouring it in the glass, sir.
Chives, I'm tired of you screwing around. Now get your ass out there in the yard and pick up the gardener shit.
The gardener defecates in the yard?
Yes, you know he's not allowed in the house, that old stinky fuck.
Oh, very well, sir.
Go! Keepinera! Get in here! Mess time!
To pour for me, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, mess time.
Oh, do you want me to get back on my knees?
No, that's yummy time. This is mess time. Clean it.
Oh, so do you want me to make a mess with my mouth?
No, take your hand and a napkin and rub-o the table-o and clean up the fucking mess.
Oh, so you just want me to clean up this wine with this napkin?
CC's pizza. Yes, yes, pizza. Now I'm gonna go make sure Javier the gardener didn't leave his orange picking ladder under my fucking orange tree, or else he's going right back to Chihuahua, Mexico.
Okay.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! She didn't even clean up the mess! Bad quinceañera! Bad! You're fired! No more job! Bye-bye green card.
Sir, she's dead. She's been stabbed in the back.
And you know what that means, Chives? That means you're going to have to pick up the slack around here and start doing all her jobs. That means cleaning the house, giving me blumpkins.
Oh.
Give me thank you, Tom.
No, sir, anything but that. I really think we should just call the police.
Okay, you do that. I'm going to go Google up some cities in Mexico where I can find a new one.
Oh, where's my phone? Oh, I got to call 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Please help! There's been a murder!
Oh, do you know who did it?
No, it just happened! I have no idea who could have done it!
Well, don't worry, because you're talking to a clue master. Let's see, it has to be Colonel Mustard in the study with the candlestick.
What? No, there's no Colonel Mustard here.
Okay, then it's definitely Professor Plum. It's always him.
What? Are you playing Clue?
Yeah, are you not playing Clue?
Sir, there is a dead body here! Someone has been murdered!
Oh, shit, for real? Okay, well then I'll be right there.
Thank you, please hurry. He's already here. Hello?
Trick or treat!
What?
I know Halloween's not till Thursday, but we wanted to practice saying trick or treat.
What? It's three fucking words, Junior.
I called the cops, though! There's been a murder!
A murder? You hear that, gang? We solve crimes. We're the mystery gang.
Yeah!
The mystery gang? Oh, you must mean forensics! Yes, come right in! The body's this way!
Body? Cody, do we go in?
No, Junior, we don't solve real crimes.
Well, but we're the mystery gang! Let's ask Scooby if we should go in. Hey, Scoob, should we go in?
Ruh-roh, Raggy!
Good idea, Scoob! Let's go!
What?
All right, the body's over here!
Zoink, Scoob!
Jinkies!
Yabba-dabba-doo!
That's the Flintstones.
Oh, my bad, dude.
Say it right.
Ruh-roh, Raggy!
Do you have any dog treats me and my dog can eat?
What? No!
Oh. Well, all right, gang, there's a dead body. What should we do?
I think we should split up and search for clues. Come on, Daphne.
Okay.
All right, guys. There's two clues here. A knife in this girl's back and a body with a knife in it.
I think you can count those as one.
Look, we're going to solve this murder. We're going to find out what happened to her.
Junior, what the fuck are we doing here? We're supposed to be practicing for trick-or-treating, which is stupid anyway because it's not even that hard.
It is kind of hard, guys. We've been trick-or-treating our entire lives and not one time have I messed up saying trick-or-treat.
Then why do we need to practice?
Because there's some people who have a hard time saying trick-or-treat. Hey, Joseph, how do you say the words when you open the door on Halloween?
Oh, smell my feet, give me some money.
See, he just doesn't quite get it.
Okay, yeah, I understand that, but we're not going to solve a murder, Junior.
But look, we're the Scooby Gang. We can solve murders just like they do in the show.
Okay, they're not called the Scooby Gang, and they don't solve murders. Usually it's just some goofy guy in a mask running around trying to scare people for insurance purposes or something.
What was that last part you just said?
For insurance purposes or something?
Hey, bald man. Does anyone, like, pull out, like, a life insurance policy on this woman before she died?
Well, Mr. Goodman did, but he does that for all of his servants.
We should speak to this Mr. Goodman guy and see where he was during the murders.
Well, he was with me in the backyard while I was picking up the gardener's shit.
Where was the gardener?
He was with me, watching me pick up his shit.
Oh, I'm out of suspects. We should leave.
Yeah, I agree. We should go home and let the police handle this.
Wait, what did you just say?
I said we should let the police handle this.
Police? Please help me is what she said before she got murdered. I can hear it in my head.
No, you're not hearing it in your head. You're just thinking that because it sounds like please.
Wait a minute. I think I know who did this.
Okay, who did it?
Chef Pee-Pee.
What, how the fuck would Chef Pee-Pee do this?
Where was he at when she got murdered?
Probably your house, where he always is.
See, you always think he's at my house. See, we don't ever think he's anywhere else. So he could be here, stabbing her in the back when we least suspect
it. Why would it be him?
I don't know. Why wouldn't it be him? It literally could be anyone in the world.
Yes, it could be literally anyone in the entire world.
So we have to start interviewing everyone in the entire world.
Junior, we're never going to interview everyone in the world.
Not with that attitude. If you just stop talking, stop yapping, we can get and start talking to people.
Okay, well, let's go talk to Chef Pee-Pee.
All right, well, I think we should drag the body and show him the body.
Junior, why are we going to drag the body there?
Because if we show Chef Pee-Pee his victim's body, he's going to cry when he sees his victim. Like, if we go say, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, did you kill someone? He could lie to us. But if he sees the body right in front of him, he's going to cry because he can remember stabbing her in the back.
I think if you show anybody a dead body, they're going to freak out.
Listen, you just go find the other two, and me and Scooby are going to drag these people to drag this body to our house.
Okay, fine.
Uh-oh. Oh, come on, Scooby. She's slipping. She's slipping.
I got her, dude. I got her.
Grab the body. Grab the body.
I got her, dude.
What are you saying?
Raggy.
Yeah, that's right, Scooby.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, hey, cops. We are solving a murder.
Really? Because it looks like you guys might be doing a murder.
No. See, we're the Scooby gang, and I'm Shaggy. He's Scooby-Doo.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, and so this guy called the Scooby gang to solve the murder.
No, he called the police, and I would know because I am the police.
Oh, well, listen, you don't have to do anything. We got it from here. We have a prime suspect.
Oh, well, who is it?
My chef, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, what clues have you found?
We found a knife in this woman's back, and she's dead.
Okay, and what about that says Chef Pee-Pee?
The kitchen knife.
Thank you, Scooby. What'd you say?
Ruh-roh, kitchen knife.
Yeah, so the kitchen knife. My chef is in the kitchen, and he uses kitchen knife. So maybe he came over here and stabbed her with the kitchen knife.
Okay, but we're nowhere near his house.
Yeah, see, that's what makes him a prime suspect, because no one would suspect it's him. And he just probably came over here and did this real quick.
Okay, look, I don't feel like arresting all of you and doing all that paperwork, so I'm going to let this play out, because I have a feeling you guys are just going to call me later.
Yeah, he realized we're better than him.
Totally.
All right, come on, the body slipping, the body slipping.
Oh, Jesus, slippery one.
Oh, my God, Fred, I think I found a clue.
Oh, my God, where?
It's right there, it's a mess.
Oh, my God, you found a clue. Yay!
Hey, guys, Shaggy and Scoob are dragging the body back to Shaggy's house.
Hey, Velma, look, I found a clue.
Yeah, she totally found a clue.
Oh, wow, good job, guys.
No, say the thing.
Yeah, say the thing.
Jinkies, a clue.
This damsel's distressed.
Okay, but guys, seriously, can we cut the shit? Somebody's actually dead, and Junior's dragging the body back to his house, so grab that. I think it might be important.
Okay.
What am I doing wrong?
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm trying to fry this fruit by the foot, but it keeps melting.
Have you tried putting batter on it?
Okay. I'll try that next time.
Chef Pee-Pee, do you know this woman?
Why did you bring a dead woman in here, Junior?
How do you know she's dead?
Because she has a knife in her back, you dumbass.
I never pointed out the knife. How do you know there's a knife in her back? How do you know that's how she died?
Context clues. I can see with my own eyes. Duh.
Chef Pee-Pee, what have you been doing tonight?
Frying fruit by the foot. Did you not hear me? Are your ears not working?
And you've been getting mad at that fruit by the foot, right?
Yes.
Like, really mad?
Yes, frustrated.
And maybe you want to take that frustration out on a woman's back with a knife?
Maybe, but no, not really. I don't even know this lady.
Oh, okay, so you don't know this lady. How do you know she's a lady? How do you know she doesn't identify as a lady? How do you know she doesn't identify as a man?
Because I...
How do you know her pronouns?
I don't know her like that. I'm just assuming.
Oh, wow. And what happens when you assume? You make an ass out of you and me.
Damn, you're right.
And what does asses do? Shit. And you're talking a lot of shit right now, Chef Pee-Pee.
What do you want from me, Junior?
Did you kill this woman or not?
No, I didn't kill that damn woman!
You swear to God?
I swear to Moses, anybody!
Moses? He didn't swear to God, but he swear to Moses.
What do you want from me, Junior?
You just for some reason you can't swear to God, but you'll swear to me.
I swear to God, okay? Does that make you feel better?
Hey, Junior, they found this mask. It might belong to the killer.
That mask is way too big to fit my small face. Oh, couldn't be me. Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's right. This mask would never fit him.
Oh, I guess we have to look for other suspects. Wait a minute.
What now?
When we came to ask you if you wanted to be Scrappy Doo and you thought we were Courage the Cowardly Dog, which is no way close to what we are, I think I saw that mask behind you.
What? No, you didn't? What are you talking about?
Wait, Junior, look right here. It says property of Chef Pee-Pee.
Stop gasping! You know what? Fine! I did it! I did that shit! I killed that bitch! Zoink!
Jinkies!
Let's split up, gang!
But why?
Scooby Snacks!
What?
Look, I killed her because I hate working here, and I want to work for Mr. Goodman, and she stole my job. So I said, if I could sneak up and stab her in the back while she's working and cleaning up, oh, she could die, and it would be a job opening available, and I could steal all the jobs. It would be mine, and I could have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you, Curse the Cowardly Dog.
Nope, not even fucking close. You had one line, and you messed it up.
Yeah, Chef, you're supposed to say... If it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Meddling kids, yeah.
I told you I didn't watch that damn show!
You're gonna go to jail for killing someone. You swore to God also, that's fucked up.
Hey guys, what's your favorite color crayon? Mine's cotton candy!
Mine's eggplant. What's that? A wiener joke in the first 10 seconds? Oh, Cody, you naughty dog.
Ooh, look at this one. Piggy pink. I didn't know your mom's skin color was a crayon, Cody.
Shut up, Junior. My mom's not a piggy, Junior.
Hey, Joseph, what's your favorite crayon color? Cotton candy's the best.
Oh, bro, can I borrow that, please?
Sure.
Aw, thanks, bro. Ha, ha,
ha, ha. Joseph broke my favorite color crayon.
And what are you going to do about it, punk rock?
Yeah.
Like being loud.
Cody's mom's a piggy!
Everyone, shut up, you stupid brats! Because of you, I'm stuck in this hellhole all summer long. So today, I'm gonna make you suffer. So get out a piece of paper, and I want you to write, I ruined Mrs. Fitzpatrick's summer. I'm sorry for being so dumb 10,000 times. When that hand starts to hurt, switch to the other hand. When that hand starts to hurt, switch again. When both hands are hurting, use your mouth to write. And if you complain once, you are starting all over. I'll be over here scrolling on Instagram and wishing I was someone else.
What Cody?
Damn Junior. Who pissed in her frosted flakes?
Cody, 1,000 more times!
Joe, give him a fuck. Get my ass, Junior.
What?
Who whacked off in her Cocoa Puffs?
That's it! Cody, Junior, Joseph, Mikey, 1,000 more times for all of you!
Ooh, she wrecked her ass.
All right, Cody, stop.
Yeah, bro, chill out. You're going to get us in more trouble.
Hey, Junior.
No, stop.
Joseph.
Dude, chill.
Mikey. No! I'm going to say it anyway. Who took a shit in her Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Cody Dennington, get your ass up here! You're getting the paddle!
Oh, no. Not the paddle. Wink, wink. Oh, no. Please don't spank me with a paddle. And whatever you do, please don't call me a dirty little boy. And please don't pull my hair. Come on, Teach. Spank them cheeks.
Cody!
Yes, sir? Ow! What the fuck? That wasn't hot at all. It just hurt.
Don't talk back to me.
Oh, shit. Okay, I won't.
Does anybody else want some of this?
Damn, guys. I think she should be fired. That was messed up. I mean, a regular spanking would be cool, but she hit me in the face.
Don't worry, Cody. My dad's done worse to her with his fist.
They're not going to fire her for hitting you, Cody. Principal Steinbeck likes violence.
Yeah, you're right. We should try to make her quit.
She wants to quit. She doesn't have enough money to quit.
Ooh, well, I do have this prank lottery ticket that makes it look like you won the lottery when you scratch it off. Maybe if I give it to her and she thinks she won the lottery, she'll decide to quit.
That would be so funny if you did that.
Yeah, dude, that's a smart idea.
Okay, I'll go tell her I'm sorry. Miss Fitzpatrick?
What do you want, Cody? You want another one?
No, I just wanted to apologize for making you angry. See, my parents buy all these scratch-offs and I steal them, so I just wanted to give you one to make it up to you.
Oh, well, I do have a gambling addiction. Oh, I love scratch-offs. Thank you, Cody.
Well, I hope you win big. I have a feeling you might.
Thank you, Cody. Go sit down and finish your assignment.
Okay, but if you win, make sure you give me a big old yippee-ki-yay.
Go sit down, Cody!
Okay.
Where's a quarter? Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
Class! Class! I just won $1 million a week for the rest of my life!
Feel bad. She's so happy, and when she finds out it's fake, she's gonna be depressed.
It's okay, Cody. Everyone needs a little bit of happiness in their life, even if it's fake.
I hope she doesn't say anything mean to my dad. He'll beat her.
Do we have to stay in school now that we don't have a teacher?
No, I think we can go home.
Oh, I'm angry.
Oh, guys, I am not in a good mood. No, sir. No, sir, Bob. Because your old teacher, Mrs. Fitzpatrick. Oh, what's the words to describe her? I don't want to be too rude. I'm in front of children. She's a loyal bitch for wanting to quit because she won the lottery. Can you believe it, guys? Oh, the money controls her. That's sad. And she said some very, very mean things, a little bit on the racial side. But I'm not going to judge her. Don't know how she was raised. But you guys, you thought that summer school was going to be over because you didn't have a teacher, huh? Stupid! Because I found a teacher just walking around outside! How convenient, right? Perfect timing. Yeah, his name is Mr. Blinkle. Come on in, Mr. Blinkle. Introduce yourself.
Hey there, beautiful kids.
Yeah, he enjoys you guys. Can you believe it? He begged for the job, cried for it. Weird. Weird as hell. Like, I never knew somebody who actually begged for a job like this ever. But, anyway, you got the job, Mr. Blinkle. Teach these little brats. Please let them learn something. God damn it.
Ooh, with pleasure.
So see you brats later. Oh, yeah. Let me know if you need any help, Mr. Blinkle.
Thanks, Principal Steinbeck. I think I can take it from here. Hey there, kids. I'm your old pal, Mr. Blinkle. And I'm so excited to be your new summer school teacher. Who needs to be outside running through the sprinklers and getting all wet and shiny when you could be in here with me learning? Now, how about we all go around the class and tell me your ages? I mean, names, but also your ages and your addresses and when your parents go to work and come home. Actually, how about you all just write it down and put it on my desk, and then I can drive all of you home.
Okay, this assignment's a lot easier.
Yeah, this is super easy.
Guys, does Mr. Blinkle look kind of familiar to you?
Cody, I think I would remember someone wearing a fake mustache and glasses and nose.
Yeah, he's just weird, yeah.
Oh, what's this? A spanking paddle? Your old teacher knew what she was doing. I thought I was going to have to stop by the store and pick one of these up. Ooh. Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. Cody, you mind looking up for me?
What?
Thanks, got it. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Guys, Mr. Blinkle just took a picture of me.
Well, maybe it's for yearbooks.
But, Junior, there are no yearbooks in summer school.
Well, maybe he's trying to put names to faces and that helps him remember.
Maybe.
I just finished the assignment, so I'm done for the day. All right, Mr. Blinkle, I'm done with my assignment. You don't have to drive me home. I can just walk.
No. You need to stay.
Well, you told me after I was done I could go home.
But we have a big group assignment coming up at the end of class. It's a group hug, a big old group hug.
Can I skip that?
No, it's mandatory. It's a mandatory hug.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Junior? It says here your dad's a stay-at-home dad?
Yeah, he doesn't have a job.
Oh, that sucks. That is very disappointing. Okay, that's fine. I'm not really that into redheads anyway.
Oh, no, my mom's dead, I think.
Oh, okay. Everybody hurry up with those papers!
Guys, the new teacher's kinda nice. He wants us all to hug after class.
He's still kinda weird.
He's got a big nose!
Dude, don't make fun of the Jewish like that.
I think you just did.
I need to go ask the teacher a question. I like to announce when I'm getting up from my desk.
Hurry up, kids. When you're done, we can go to the gym and hit the showers.
Hey, Mr. Blinkle, can I talk to you in private?
Yes. Yes, you can. Where do you want to talk? In the closet? Or maybe out in the hallway or in the bathroom? Or maybe we can talk out in my car? Or at my house? Yeah, we should talk at my house, because the walls are completely soundproof, so no one will be able to hear us, not even the neighbors. It'll be extra private.
No, right here is fine. I just didn't want to be really loud and you're kind of yelling.
Oh, well, what did you want to talk about?
Well, this famous streamer I follow has been sending me really inappropriate stuff, like pictures of himself, and he's been really weird, so I just thought I should talk to an adult about it.
Ew! Get out of my face! I don't want somebody else's sloppy seconds! That's disgusting!
Okay. Ugh. I gotta start being a streamer. They just have it too easy. I miss the good old days when all you had was a van full of candy and a dream.
Did you ask the teacher your question?
He didn't seem interested in my problem.
Hey guys, should I throw a paper ball at the teacher?
That'd be fucking hilarious, Junior. A real hoot. You want me to throw it?
What?
I can drop fucking bombs, Junior. I can make it rain on that hoe. I'm like Tom Brady Jr. You know that thing.
Yeah. So damn naughty. You deserve this.
Aw, Cody, you missed!
Well, I guess I'm not Tom Brady. I guess I'm some other quarterback that's bad at throwing. I don't know. I don't know sports.
I'm gonna make another paper ball.
Matt Schwab?
What?
Is that one Matt Schwab?
I guess I've heard of that.
Well, I guess I'm Matt Schwab.
Alright, I'm gonna hit him right in the head. I hit the
pin. Are you Matt Schwab?
Dude, just give me the ball. I'll throw it like Michael Vick.
You're gonna kill a bunch of dogs?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the job done, though.
Ugh. Here's my paper. Oh my god, your mustache is fake!
Oh, man, it's Mr. Winkle!
What a pervert!
That's right, it's me. No, nobody try to follow me, or I'm gonna stab her with this pencil and she'll get lead poisoning. Well, they actually make it with graphite now, but still, it'll hurt really bad. Come on! You know, it would be really cool if you told the principal I quit and that I didn't kidnap a student.
Oh, that was a close one.
Yeah, dude, he almost got our ass.
I mean, he did take a student.
Who's Mr. Winkle?
Dude, you don't want to know.
But I do, though.
You know EDP-445?
Yeah.
He's like the white, skinny version of him.
Yeah, the white twin, dude.
Oh.
I'm even more mad! You can tell by my tone. No! Why does it happen to me? Principal Steinbeck! Oh, another one bites the dust. Another one fighting the dust. Oh, look, class, your teacher quit. Another one. I guess it is your lucky day, since I can't find a second teacher just wandering around outside. It was nothing but homeless people. I tried. But look, I will have a teacher for you tomorrow. Yes, he will be meaner and more angrier and eviler than me. I love it already. But if I can't, I have to teach the class by myself. I will. I promise you I will. And you won't like it because I bite. I'm not nice. So, I guess classes. Dismissed! Oh, get out of my face! I don't want to see you guys anymore!
Oh. Yay!
We get to go home early!
Hey, Joseph! I'm never gonna forgive you for breaking my cotton candy crown!
And what the hell are you gonna do about it, fuck boy? Not a damn thing, but cry to your mama, huh? Huh? That's what I thought.
My mom's dead!
Hey guys, it's Logan. Thank you guys so much for helping us reach our goal of selling 2 6,000 Jeffy Pianos. The Jeffy Piano will only be available until July 31st. So if you still want one, go on SMLmerch.com right now and pre-order yours now. Thank you so much for being amazing fans. We love you guys, and I can't wait to make more videos for you.
This mac and cheese looks good, but I want to make it a little spicy. Good thing I went online and ordered some Colombian paprika. Ooh, come in with your delicious-looking ass. I know this is going to be good. Pop that off and get the pouring. I didn't know paprika was this green, though. Woohoo! It's going to be delicious. Oh, man, that looks so delicious. Who can cook better than Pee-Pee? Nobody can. Oh, Junior, you stupid brat friends, your mac and cheese is ready.
Oh, man, guys, I can't wait to eat mac and cheese. What is this?
Green mac and cheese?
I think it's green beans.
I don't like my green beans better.
That's a bad Jeffy impression, Joseph.
I know.
Chef Pee-Pee, you said you made us mac and cheese, not green beans.
It's not green beans, stupid. It's mac and cheese with Colombian paprika in it.
Paprika isn't green.
Green mac and cheese? That's so cool.
Yeah, dude, who cares? Maybe it's good for you.
Yeah, maybe since it's green like a vegetable, it'll actually be good for us. Let's eat it, guys. I don't feel good.
That was some pretty shit mac and cheese, Junior.
Yeah, I don't think Chef Pee-Pee should use paprika next time.
I don't think that was paprika.
Oh, dude, I got the bubble guts. Oh, my stomach. I gotta poop.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, no, me three. I'm gonna go lay down on the couch.
Me too.
Guys, come back! I can't move!
What's wrong, Joseph?
Dude, I can't move my arms or my legs! Oh, am I paralyzed? Oh, dude, I'm paralyzed!
Hold on, I'll just drag you. Whoa, Joseph, what the fuck?
What the hell's wrong with my arms?
Why are you stretchy?
I don't know, dude!
Come on, I'll just drag you. Junior, you gotta see this shit. Joseph's all stretchy.
What?
Whoa, Junior, you're green.
I'm green?
Yeah, you look like the Incredible Hulk or the Jelly Green Giant or something.
Dude, that's cool as hell and all, but I'm over here paralyzed and stretchy.
Yeah, look, he's stretchy.
But why is he so stretchy?
I don't know, but am I gonna be paralyzed forever?
Yeah, I think so, Joseph.
Oh, no!
Relax, I'm just pulling your leg.
That was a good-ass joke, dude, with your lame ass.
Well, wait a minute. Guys, do you think there's a possibility that we have superpowers? Three of us?
Yeah, I think we have superpowers three of us.
All three of us might have superpowers because Joseph's stretchy and paralyzed, and I'm just green, that's all I am.
Well, maybe if you get really mad, you, like, turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, make me mad.
Well, you're an idiot and your bib looks stupid.
That's dumb. That's not gonna make me mad, Cody.
You ain't got no mama.
Okay, wait a minute. I ain't got no mama. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no mama. You ain't got no daddy. You wear a stupid basketball shirt. You'll never make the NBA, especially since you're paralyzed now. And you're broke. Broke boy. Am I the Incredible Hulk?
No, you're just mean. You're just a big green meanie.
Just hurt my feelings. If I could walk, I'd just run away.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're just telling me my superpower is just being green?
Yeah, maybe you could get a job as a background character for movies being a green screen.
Well, you don't even have a power, Cody. What's your power?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what my power is.
You don't have a power. He doesn't have a power. He doesn't have a power. You don't got a power. Look at him. Look, he ran away. He couldn't handle that. He didn't have a power.
I would run away if I ain't have power.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Cody, where you at?
Where's lame ass at?
I'm right in front of you guys.
You're behind the couch, aren't you?
He's trying to hide.
Guys, I'm right here.
Wait. Cody, are you invisible?
Wait a minute. I'm invisible?
No way you got a power like that and I'm over here paralyzed as hell.
Wait, that means you guys can't see me.
Where you at, Cody? Wait. What are you doing to my shorts?
Let me see it, Junior. Is it green? Did it get bigger?
Get off me, Cody.
Oh, hey, dude. What? I feel something. What is it?
Guys, Joseph's balls are so stretchy.
Get him off me.
Get off of him, Cody.
Don't touch me, Junior.
Well, you don't touch us.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, guys. We have to be serious. Look. We ate that green mac and cheese. Joseph is stretchy and paralyzed. Mm-hmm. I'm just green. And Cody, you're invisible. Right? Right, Cody? Cody? Where'd he go?
I don't know. I'm paralyzed.
Cody? Where'd you go, Cody? Cody!
Oh, man. Now I gotta clean up this mess? God.
Ooh.
Wait. What was that?
Chef Pee-Pee.
Wait, is that a ghost? Oh, no!
Chef Pee-Pee, it's me.
Wait, let go of me! Let my ass go! I'm the film. Is that you? Stop it, please! I thought you were dead!
No, it's me, the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Whoa, wait, Michael Jackson? The Michael Jackson in my picture? Pee-Pee's picture?
No way! Oh, I thought you'd be at a kid's house or something.
Well, I can just kind of come and go wherever I want.
Oh, that's pretty hard. That's pretty hard. But prove it. You're not Michael Jackson.
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Oh, man! That's really my brother in my kitchen! Oh, he knows how to sing a song!
Yeah, it's really me.
Wait. Hey, I got a question. Are you black or white Michael Jackson in heaven?
Up here, I can be whichever one I want. I switch back and forth.
Ooh, that's pretty hard. You got skills, my nigga. Okay.
Yeah, well, I'm here for a reason, Chef Pee-Pee. You want to get into heaven, right?
Yeah.
I need you to bend over.
Wait, what? What the hell are you talking about, Mike? You wildin', my boy.
Well, you know all that stuff about me diddling people?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, well, all of that was true. I honestly don't know how they even let me into heaven. But me and God are really tight because he's a big Thriller fan. So he lets me decide who gets into heaven. So I need you to bend over.
Oh, Mike, come on, Mike.
I mean, usually I, beat it, just beat it, but, nothing beats the real thing, right? So, I really need this.
Damn, Mike. I don't know, Mike. Look, you a ghost and all, so maybe I won't feel it or anything like that.
No, you're gonna feel it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Mike. Look, you're Michael Jackson, so I understand. You're famous and all, and you're a ghost, and I want to get into heaven, so... Only for heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, where did you go?
Hey, Junior.
But Cody, where did you go?
I just went downstairs for a piece of ass. Cake. Cake.
I didn't know Chef Pee-Pee had cake in the kitchen.
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee's got a lot of cake. Fudge.
Well, I want a piece of the cake.
I don't think he's gonna give it to you. Not unless you're like Michael Jackson or some shit.
What?
I don't know, Junior, but I'm telling you, this is the best superpower I've ever had. A little bit better than when I could transform into things.
Well, listen, Cody, this is a serious problem. We gotta figure out what's going on. So turn visible and get back on the couch.
Okay.
All right, guys, we gotta find a way to fix this.
Fix this? I'm having the time of my life over here.
Glad you're having a blast, dude, while I'm over here planking all day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Cody, you're the only one... Wait, why are you shirtless?
Oh, well, being invisible makes you really hot, and I was getting overheated. I don't even know why I took my shirt off. Chef Pee-Pee couldn't even see my abs.
What?
I mean, when I was eating cake. And I was eating cake from behind.
Well, listen, I think we need to call a doctor, because look at Joseph. He has no bones, and if he had bones, then his stretches would actually be... Cody, where'd you go?
No, don't worry. I'm here.
Cody, why'd you turn invisible?
Don't worry about it. It's fun to be invisible. Just keep talking.
Okay.
The fuck?
Cody, put it away.
Okay.
Listen, Joseph, if Joseph actually could move, his stretchiness would be a really cool power.
I know.
And me being green, I have to be more than just green.
Right?
So I think if we call a doctor, maybe he can fix the little tiny things that are wrong with us, like what's wrong with your head, right, Cody?
What are you talking about?
There's something mentally wrong with you because you're using your invisible for bad.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm going to call a doctor. You stay right here, okay, Cody?
Okay, I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? You're green.
Yeah, doctor. Me and my two friends need help.
Wait, two friends? I only see one. Ooh. What the hell was that? It's me, the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage. Macho Man, you are my childhood hero. Yeah, well, Macho Man needs you to bend over and give me them ass cheeks. But why, Macho Man? Well, you want to get into heaven, don't you? Well, yeah, of course I do. Then I get you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime. I'm going to give you the cream of my crop. Okay, Mr. Randy Savage.
Cody, knock it off.
Yeah, chill out, dude.
What, Cody?
Yeah, our friend Cody's invisible.
Sorry about that. I had to try. Well, I understand I do have a dumpy, but still, using Macho Man just to get some ass is pretty low.
Listen, doctor, me and my two friends, we ate green mac and cheese, and now we all have superpowers.
Well, he's invisible, but what are your powers?
Well, Joseph,
I'm a vegetable.
Well, listen, he's really stretchy. Stretch his arm.
Oh, let me see. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, what's your power?
Oh, me? I'm a...
He's green, so he's useless.
I'm green.
Being green is not a power.
Well, it is a power. Look, it always happens this way. I start off with a really lame power, and then at the end, I have the coolest power of them all.
Well, what's your cool power?
I don't know yet. That's why you're here, because we were seeing if you could possibly give Joseph bones so he could walk around and be stretchy.
I can't just give him bones.
Well, can you please give me a wheelchair or something, nigga? Damn.
No, wheelchairs are expensive.
Well, can you do a blood test and find out what superpower I have?
There's no blood test for superpowers. Your friend's invisible. I'm assuming you guys have powers.
So then what should we do, doctor?
Well, if I was you guys, I'd go fight crime.
Fight crime? You want to fight crime, Joseph?
How am I supposed to fight crime and I can't move, dude?
Cody, you want to fight crime? Cody? Come on, Cody, where'd you go?
I'm just kidding. I'm right here, guys.
Oh, thank God. You think we should fight crime, Cody?
Yeah, let's go lick some bad guy ass.
What?
I mean, kick some bad guy ass.
Okay.
All right, let's go kick some butt.
Who's gonna, like, drag me there or something?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
Okay, finally.
La 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 la, just walking outside alone with my purse with lots of money in it.
Hey, give me a purse!
Ah, no, don't take my purse!
I'm taking it!
Unhand her, fiend.
And who are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm Green Man.
Okay, what are your powers?
I call my friends for help. Cody, throw Joseph at him.
Okay.
He was supposed to hit you.
Well, he didn't. So what are you going to do now, you booger?
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? Is that a ghost?
It's me, the ghost of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Give her a purse back or I'm going to terminate your ass cheeks.
Oh, no. What's he doing to me?
Give her a purse back.
There you go. You can have it. Make him stop, please.
You guys are fucking weird.
Cody, please stop.
I'm almost dead. Hold on.
Make him stop.
Joseph, your foot fell off.
I know, dude. You yanked too hard.
Okay. Well, guys, we saved that lady's purse.
I saved that lady's purse. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't even dead. I can't believe that guy just bent over.
I don't think he willingly bent over, Cody.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. But he was a bad guy, so it's only fair. You know, an eye for an eye. Or a hole for a hole.
Cody, you need to start using your powers for good.
Oh, it was good. It was real fucking good.
No, Cody, like, I mean, you should start doing good deeds with your invisible powers.
Okay, like what?
You could help old ladies carry their groceries.
Okay, and when some old lady sees her groceries floating next to her, that's gonna scare the shit out of her.
Okay, you could, walk around Walmart like a secret shopper and make sure people aren't stealing.
A secret shopper? Okay, I'll just go to Walmart and walk around and do the same job as a security camera.
Okay, you could ride on airplanes and, like, people can't see you so you can see if they're gonna try to hijack the plane.
That's called an air marshal, and it already exists. And it's actually probably better that they are visible because it scares people into not doing that.
Okay, well, you could ride around in taxis in New York City and make sure they're not overcharging people for rides.
Junior, face it. The only thing you can do with invisibility powers is bad shit. Like, I could rob banks. I could go anywhere I want in the entire world. I could go after the president if I wanted to.
Okay, I'm not gonna let you kill the president.
I never said anything about killing him. You know what I'm gonna do to him.
Well, I can't let you do that.
What is the stance you're doing?
It's the I'm about to kick your ass stance.
Okay, well then do it then, green boy.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hoping I had, like, Spider-Man webs.
Well, you don't.
Okay, how about this?
Now what are you doing?
I was hoping a bunch of bumblebees would fly out of my mouth.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, how about...
Oh, is that laser eyes? We already did laser eyes.
You're right. Ooh, how about this?
Is that the stanky leg?
No, I'm trying.
Dude, it's hard watching you from here.
Hold on, you're about to see my power.
What? Why are you jumping?
I was hoping I had, like, super leapfrog.
Super leapfrog?
Like, I could jump like a frog, like, super high.
Could have said that the first time.
Listen, I'm trying to find my powers. Look, I'm like Deadpool. My powers are gonna mutate, and you guys are gonna be so jealous.
Face it, Junior. You're just a miserable little no mama, no powers, having ass bitch.
You take that back.
No, it's true, Junior. Whenever Jeffy came around, you were old hat. Nobody cared about Junior videos anymore. Just look at the views on those Jeffy videos.
That's it, Cody. You took it too far. You think my video views are bad? What about Cody videos? What about Ken videos? Nobody even gives a shit about Ken and whatever happened to Timmy. Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck about that. You weren't talking about my views. You weren't about Timmy. We were doing his side. We wouldn't have gotten sued if Timmy would have got killed. Long. That was Timmy!
So bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, Junior, you're not green anymore.
I'm not?
No, you exploded and your slime went all over me. Or was that just a dream I had last night? Anyway, now I'm in the mood for some more ass cheeks. I'm gonna turn invisible and go see Chef Pee-Pee again. I love being invisible.
You see that, Joseph? He didn't turn invisible.
Dude, I can walk again. You see this?
Wait, are you still stretchy?
I don't know, dude.
Ow, you're yanking my arm, it hurts.
Oh, I thought you were stretched, but guys, that means we all lost our superpowers. Three of us lost our superpowers.
Dude, you didn't have a superpower.
Well, I mean, I was green, and you saw me explode at the end. I had slime. I could blow up and be, like, slimy, but I guess it only happens once.
That was a waste of a power, dude.
Yeah, they're always, I always get the lame powers.
Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Guaranteed.
Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Not anymore.
Yes, Michael Jackson wants more.
I'm already guaranteed to go to heaven, though.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, look, be gentle this time, Mike.
Wait. Cody, what the hell?
I'm not Cody. I'm Michael Jackson.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about? You are right here. I can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see you. I have eyes.
Oh, well, nice tattoo of Krunk from Emperor's New Groove on your butt, by the way.
How the hell do you know about that?
Michael Jackson told me.
Oh, God, it's so damn weird. Wait, what the hell does this say? Caution? Hazardous material? Wait, this isn't my paprika. Who the hell got my paprika?
At last, my nuclear reactor is almost complete. Now, for the final ingredients, the plutonium. Here it is. But paprika? This is not plutonium. Who has my plutonium? No!
Marvin, when's the pizza getting here?
I just ordered it. It should be here any minute.
Hey, Daddy, want to hear a joke?
No.
Sure, Jeffy.
What does a gay horse eat?
What?
Hey. What was the final score to the Ethiopian basketball game?
What?
8-0.
I don't get it.
That must be the pizza. I'll go get it. Hello?
Hey there. I got you mushroom pizza. We were all out of mushrooms at the store, but I had a Ziploc bag full of them in my car, so I put those on there. It'll make your night better.
How much do I owe you?
$60.
$60 for one pizza?
Yeah, I mean, it's $10 for the pizza and then another $50 for the shrooms, because they're not cheap.
I don't want the shrooms. Take them off.
Oh, okay, how about this? How about I come in and I eat it with you and then you don't owe me anything?
Won't you lose your pizza job?
Look, I don't even like being a pizza man, okay? Come on, let's hang out, bro.
Pizza's here.
Ooh, it smells yummy.
Oh, look at all those mushrooms. You guys are going to be tripping. And balls. Anyway, you guys watching the game?
I didn't know there was a game on tonight.
Yeah, man. Monday Night Football. Cowboys versus Chargers.
Well, then turn it on.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually supposed to be at that game. I wanted to get my helmet signed by CeeDee Lamb. That's actually a person's name, not just an outdated video format, my favorite animal. And Brandon Cooks, which is actually not a cooking show hosted by a guy named Brandon.
I didn't know you were a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Well, I'm not, but my grandma is. Yeah, I wanted to get it signed for her. I actually had 4 tickets on my phone to go see the game, but no one wanted to go with me. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4. You guys want to come to Texas and see the game with me?
It's about to start. There's no way we're going to make it.
Oh, look, it's only a 10-hour drive, and we can make it as long as the game goes into 15 overtimes or a player dies temporarily on the field.
Come on, Marvin, let's go. Texas would be fun.
Well, you'd have to speed the whole way.
Listen, I drive like an asshole. I can do it. And I'm a cop, so no one's going to pull me over.
Okay, guys, let's go.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to go on an empty stomach, so let's eat this pizza first. Everybody grab a slice.
I'm so scared right now. I'm seeing things.
No, don't be scared, bro. That's just the shrooms, my man. Come on this journey with me.
Marvin, I want to put a baby in the microwave.
Okay, do it. I think that'll help. Wait a minute. If I keep looking to the side, I think I could look inside my head and see my brain.
Whoa, what's in there? Whoa.
Daddy, do you see this fucking monkey?
Whoa, I see it.
I'm gonna pet it.
Ah! Oh, bro, let me see your hand. I'm a doctor. Oh, dude, your hand's fucking gone, man. It's gone. There's no hand there.
It's gone. It's gone.
Gone, bro.
Oh, wait. What is that? What is that noise?
Whoa.
Wait, are you wearing a wire?
Are you?
No, let me see under your shirt. I don't believe you.
Is there a wire, Danny?
It's inside your skin. You need to cut it open.
Give me a knife. I'll cut myself open.
Wait, aren't we supposed to go somewhere?
Oh, yeah, let's go. Let's go to Texas.
Okay.
Texas.
Shotgun!
I want to sit up front.
Okay, everybody sobered up?
Yeah, I'm never eating mushroom pizza ever again.
Yeah, well, it's not for everybody. Okay, so I put Dallas into my car's GPS, and it says it's 692 miles away, and we'll be there at 11:53 in the morning. Now, we have to get there in an hour, so I'm gonna drive like crazy, okay? So everybody buckle up.
Alright, let's go.
You know, guys, we've been driving for a while. You want to play I Spy or something?
It's dark outside.
Yeah, you're right. That was a kind of dumb idea. I spy something yellow.
The lines in the road?
Yeah. Oh no, guys, my Hyundai Sonata says it's almost out of gas.
What? Is there any gas stations nearby?
No, nowhere.
Well, where are we?
I don't know, we're in the middle of Texas.
What can we do?
I don't know, hold on, let me pull over in this dirt road over here. Ooh, man. Maybe someone in that scary house can give us gas.
What if there's a serial killer in there?
This isn't a scary movie, Marvin. Serial killers don't really exist.
Guys, I don't think this is such a good idea.
Will everyone please stop being chicken shits? We need gas, and there are no gas stations within 100 miles. This is our last chance to get gas so we can make it to that game. Wait, somebody check the score.
It's 7-7 in the second quarter.
Oh, shit. We really gotta hurry up if we want to get there before overtime.
How do you know it's gonna go to overtime?
It will.
I want to stay in the car.
Okay, Princess Crybaby, you can stay in the car. Marvin, Jeffy, us men can go knock on the door.
Oh, Marvin, I hate to do this. I'm going to be respectful in case they're sleeping, so I'm not going to ring the doorbell. I'm just going to knock quietly.
Hey! Hey, we're trying to make it to the Cowboys game! Open up! Open up! I know you're in there!
Oh, Marvin, I think we woke him up. Look at that bedhead. Oh, and look at the chainsaw. He must have thought we were intruders. Hey there, scary man. I'm really sorry I woke you up, but you see that Hyundai Sonata over there? Yeah, the one in stormy sea blue? Yeah, it's mine. Paid off and everything. Yeah, it's got a backup camera, it's got heated seats, the works, it's really nice. Now, I'm not looking to sell, but if you make me an offer I can't refuse, you could take it off my hands. Marvin, I don't think he wants to buy my car.
No, ask for gas.
Oh, the gas, right, right. So we were driving through Texas trying to make it to the Cowboys game, and judging by that American flag next to your door, I'm assuming you're familiar with America's team, but our car ran out of gas, so if you can give us just like a gallon or two, we could make it to the next creepy fucking house. Oh, Marvin, I think he wants us to follow him.
Okay.
Hey, man, do you have something I can drink? I'm pretty thirsty. He does not brush his teeth. Man, I really hope he's not one of those people that gives you tap water and then he's got a fridge full of soda. Those people are assholes. Oh, what's that? That Hawaiian punch? Hmm. Marvin, that's a cup of blood.
Blood?
Yep, I'm just gonna put that right down. Oh, look at that. That's a human hand. Oh, Marvin, we interrupted his dinner. How rude of us. Yeah, I think we should probably be going now. Oh, no, no, thank you. We already ate mushrooms. We're good.
All right, Joe.
No, Jeff, you're not going to eat a hand.
Okay, we can knock that off.
Yeah, guys, stop. We should get out of here.
I know, Marvin. I'm just trying not to piss him off because he has a face on his face. Hey, listen, I would love to eat that hand, but I actually don't like my hand cold. So could you just put that in the microwave for me? Holy fuck.
That is the other hand and the whole arm.
Okay, yeah, you can just put that in the microwave and we're gonna get the fuck out of here!
Run to the car!
No, he'll be expecting that. Let's go to that creepy shed over there. They might have gas.
Close the door,
Okay, I think we're safe. Oh, Marvin, he's crying. Now I feel bad. Should we open the door?
No, look for gasoline!
Yeah, you're right. Oh, cheer up, buddy. We'll be out in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay, buddy.
Daddy, there's more food over here.
What are you talking about? Oh, my God! What the fuck?
My God, no, this is not good. Guys, it's already halftime. We really need to get moving.
Well, look at this!
Oh, sweet Jesus. He killed his grandmother and ate her eye out with a spoon. Oh, God, that is so metal. Oh, look at this leg! Oh, yeah, this guy is a psychopath. He is eating good tonight. This is Applebee's for him.
Look, we have to get out of here before he eats us.
I think we're probably fine. I mean, he has enough food to feed a whole village.
No, look at this! But there's a bucket of bones down there! We gotta get out of here to look for gasoline!
Yeah, we really do need to hurry up. But it is only 10-7, so it could still go to overtime.
Come on, look for gas!
Okay. Marvin, look, a gas can! That could get us halfway down the street.
Okay, then go put it in the car so we can leave.
It looks like he was working on this truck. Huh, I guess our boy's a mechanic. He's not as stupid as he looks. If we were having engine trouble, he could have helped us.
Oh my God, guys! Hide!
Okay, Marvin, I like our hiding spot under the truck. It's awesome. It's very comfortable down here. Reminds me of being a little kid playing hide-and-seek. Of course, back then, if I got caught, I didn't get murdered.
Grandma!
Oh, he just realized what he did. That's sad. Oh, never mind. He thinks he's at Chili's eating baby back ribs.
Oh, no. He's coming this way. Shut the fuck up, Marvin. You're the one doing all the talking.
Shut up.
He put the chainsaw down.
Oh, he's having a snack while he works on his truck. Who the fuck gave this guy a driver's license?
Oh, look, his shoes are untied. Try to tie him so that when he runs after us, he trips and falls.
Yeah, it's a great idea, Marvin. The only problem is I don't have legs. I've never had to tie shoes before. Oh, shit, he dropped a snack. Oh, thank God, Marvin. I really thought he saw us.
Oh, wait, where's he going?
Oh, it looks like he's going to play his claw machine.
Cookie. Big cookie. 25? 50. Give me a big cookie.
Oh, no, Marvin. He's trying to win Jeffy in the claw machine.
Fuck!
I hope he keeps losing.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got it this time. Fuck! Fuck, Grandma! Fuck! This is it. I'm going to get you, Cookie. I'm going to get you. This is it. This is it right here. Oh, shit! Oh, shit! This is ripped! This is ripped, Grandma!
How many goddamn quarters does this man have?
I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you. Those are my last two quarters. Fuck! Fuck! No! Fuck, I'm getting you! No! Give me that!
Wait. While he's playing the claw machine, why don't we grab his chainsaw and hit him with it?
Good idea, Marvin.
Oh, come on. I gotta have two more quarters somewhere. Two more quarters. One, two. Come on. Thank you, Grandma. Give me a big cookie. I'm coming. Oh my God! I got it! Big Cookie! You're mine! Yes! Come here! Come here! Fuck! Fuck! Son of a whore! No! Come here! Fuck! Fuck Grandma! Fuck! Fuck! Fuck Grandma! Fuck!
Okay, kill him with the chainsaw.
But Marvin, he's crying, and he just punted his dead grandmother's head like 60 yards. He could have been in the NFL.
But we have to save Jeffy.
But I don't have any more quarters.
Well, just open the door to the machine and get him out.
Oh, okay, I guess I could try that.
Grab. Come on, I'm gonna hit the gas can. Hurry up and pop the gas.
Drink up, Frank Sinatra. I named my car Frank Sinatra. You know, like Frank Sinatra, because I drive a Hyundai Sonata in stormy sea blue, heated seats, paid off.
I just want cookie. Cookie missing. Oh, someone took cookie. Fuck. Oh, no.
Oh, no, he's coming. Run.
Now, hold on. I got to get every drop. Have you seen gas prices these days? Come on. Come on. I can hear a little bit more in there. Drink up. Oh, he's getting real close. Okay, screw this.
Drive off!
Wait, no! I have to pee. Can I use this guy's bathroom?
No!
We're getting the hell out of here. But first... Oh, man, guys, there's only 2 minutes left. Unless the Chargers get a field goal, there's no way it's going into overtime. But they do have the ball.
Oh, back up! Put it in reverse!
No, I thought I was going to drive forward right into his house. Of course I'm going to put it in reverse. I'm not stupid. See that backup camera? I love this car so much. That's so useful.
Go!
It's doing collision detection because he's in the way.
Go!
Okay, fine. Whew, good thing we got away from that asshole. All right, now let's get to the game. Hold on, let me check the score. Oh, no. Guys, the game ended. The Cowboys won 20-17.
Wait, it says the game was in Los Angeles, not Dallas.
Wait, so you're telling me we drove to Texas for no fucking reason?
Yeah, it says the game was at the Chargers.
Damn it! Okay, fine, let's turn around. Jesus Christ. Sorry about that, guys. You would think I would know where the game was because I'm the one who bought the tickets, but no. Well, I mean, they play in Dallas next week if you want to see that.
No!
Okay, damn. Could have just said no thank you.
There's someone at the door. Can you get it?
It's not my house, but we could go together. That could be fun, you know, like friends. Hello?
Wait, hold on. How the hell did you get here?
Vroom, vroom.
Oh, he fixed up his truck.
Do you have any quarters?
Oh, he just wants quarters. Yeah, hold on. I'll get my wallet.
Yay!
Yes. You want to hear some jokes?
Not really.
No, come on. You're going to laugh your socks off.
Are we forced to?
I'm not wearing socks.
No, come on. You're going to love it. Okay, first joke. How do you introduce a hamburger? Meat patty. Okay. Next joke. How do you greet a woman's shoes? High heels.
Dude, he's laughing at his own joke.
It's not even that funny.
Okay, I got another one. How do you greet the longest side of a right triangle? Hypotenuse.
Eh.
Okay, guys. I got one more. How do you introduce Winnie the Pooh's friend on an asteroid? Meet Eeyore! You guys aren't laughing.
Well, they're just not that funny.
Yes, yes. Kent, when I practiced these jokes on you, you said they were all knee slappers. That's it. That spankin's on your tushy.
Well, like, Eeyore is Winnie the Pooh's friend, but Tigger's also his friend, too.
Well, yeah, he has a lot of friends.
And a meteor and an asteroid are two different things.
Well, I know, you're not really supposed to think that much. You're just supposed to laugh.
You're very aggressive with Kent right now.
Oil is insane.
How about we watch a movie? We watch Norbit.
Oh, man, I love Norbit. That damn Eddie Murphy, he plays a lot of characters. Like, come on.
He plays like five different characters in one movie. How?
I don't know, dude. It makes me wonder.
What we gotta watch?
I'm so happy Norbit getting married. I wish him many years of happiness and plenty of banana for his new gorilla. Hey, Norbit, where is your new gorilla?
Rasputha's over there eating the wedding cake. She's with child.
What the hell are you looking at me for? I ain't got no cake. Better mind your damn business. There's your child right there. Oh, look, twin.
Oh, man, I love this movie.
Oh, Rasputha, big ass.
Oh, you guys laugh at that.
Only Eddie Murphy can play an Asian man and a fat black woman and not get in trouble.
Right. Well, Robert Downey Jr., he might pull it off.
Oh, yeah, he did play a black guy.
Yeah. News.
Breaking news, UK. Taylor Swift is now engaged to Travis Kelce. She immediately released a song called I'm Engaged, which has gone double diamond. Oh, I'm getting word that she just re-released a song called I'm Engaged, Taylor's Version, which has already gone triple platinum.
Oh my god, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. This is the happiest day of my life. Woohoo, so happy. Yippee. Come on, Ken, dance with me. Let it be.
Alright, calm your ass down, dude.
Cody, why is this the happiest day of your life?
This should be the happiest day of everybody's life, guys. Aren't the lights just a little bit brighter? Aren't the birds singing just a little bit more than normal?
But Cody, this doesn't affect your life.
It affects everybody's life. Don't you understand how hard Taylor's life has been?
Oh yeah, so hard. She drinks Flint water every single day and lives in Section 8 housing. And don't forget, she almost got deported last week by ICE. You know, shit get real out there.
You know there's missing kids that are probably trapped in basements we'll never find.
Oh, but she's been through breakup after breakup after breakup.
Oh no, I forgot about the breakup. The modern day 9/11. Oh.
There was a hospital in Gaza that was bombed, and then when the paramedics got there, it got bombed again.
You guys are just haters. When I listen to her music, I can hear the pain in her voice.
But if you put a microphone up to a starving African stomach, you'll hear the pain in his. Because it's the fucking starving African. His stomach is rumbling.
You know, there's probably a father that's going to kill his wife and his kids and then himself tonight.
Oh, come on. You guys are just jealous. You can't tell me you haven't thought about Travis Kelce walking off the football field all sweaty, balls a drip, and then Taylor runs up and she wrings his scrotum out like a dish rag into her special bucket, and then she does, like, the ice bucket challenge with his ball sweat. If they did that, they would cure ALS in a heartbeat. You guys haven't thought about that, really?
Nope. Never passed my mind, ever, dude.
Yeah, I've never thought about that, Cody.
Oh, come on. Every Taylor Swift fan has thought about that. I don't know about you, but I'm drinking scrotum juice.
Taylor Swift has never sung that, dude.
So you are a fan?
Hell no, I'm not a fan. What's wrong with you?
Cody, I didn't know you were such a big Taylor Swift fan.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge Swiftie. I bought all her music the first time she put it out, and when she put it out as her version. So I have the original and Taylor's version.
But she wrote the original, so isn't the original still her version?
Yeah, but she didn't own those. Now she owns both.
Okay, so they're both her version, and you just bought the same song again.
Yeah.
So you got scammed.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like, she just keeps re-releasing the same song, but she just re-records it.
Yeah.
So you're a dumbass.
Maybe.
Okay, so like, when we made our videos again with the puppets, because we lost the rights to the first ones.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Listen, she could put out the same song 7 times and I'd still buy it, guys. She could put out a whole album that's just her queefing into the microphone for an entire hour, and I would buy that. Taylor's queef version.
I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah, that would do numbers.
It would do numbers.
Well, listen, Cody, you can be a fan of her, but we're just not that big a fan, you know?
Oh, I wish I could plan her wedding. I know I could give them the perfect day. Okay, guys, imagine this. Travis Kelce walking down the aisle with assless, ballless tuxedo pants. And there I am, standing at the altar in my white dress. And then he walks up to me, and he lifts my veil, and he puts his ball sack right on the bridge of my glasses. And I'm trying to get at it like a dog with a tennis ball in his nose, like, meow, meow. And he's like, no, not yet. I haven't said I do yet. And I'm like, ooh. So I'm just sitting there, mouth breathing, gooch air, and trying to lap at his ass hairs like a cat, like, meow. No. Oh, they'd be so happy!
This is supposed to be a wedding, my nigga.
Yeah, where's Taylor?
Oh, I don't know. She's around the fucking flower girl or something. You're ruining it for me! Okay, listen, guys. I'm gonna go put in an application to see if I can be her wedding planner. I'll just lie about having wedding planning experience. Hopefully she picks me.
I don't think he really cares about Taylor.
He fucking lost it.
I think he wants Travis Kelce.
Yes, definitely.
There's someone at the door. Oh, let's see.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey there!
Patrick Mahomes!
Ah!
What are you doing here?
I need your help! 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 Help me! Help me!
What do you need?
Well, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are getting married, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Well, why don't you like it? Your teammate.
Well, because Travis Kelce can't focus on football. All he's focusing on is Taylor Swift. That's why we lost the Super Bowl.
Oh, I mean,
so what are we supposed to do?
Well, I want you two to break them up.
What? We're just kids. How are we going to break them up?
Well, no one would expect two kids to break them up.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
you
like,
got a point.
But no. Why do you want them to break up? I mean, just let them get married.
Well, because they can't focus on football. Travis Kelce can only focus on Taylor Swift, and we need to win the Super Bowl. For me, for Andy Reid. Andy Reid.
Okay, but what would we get out of breaking them up?
Yeah. I'll give you $1 million. Please, just help me. Help me.
You have a dumpster full of old jerseys and hot dogs?
Yeah.
I mean, he was giving us $1 million. That was worth a lot.
I mean, the hot dogs don't matter.
Okay, we're going to try to break them up, but I really don't know how we're going to do it. Okay, let's go try to break up Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
This nigga lost it.
Man, Joseph, how are we going to get Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to break up?
I don't know, dude. How do white people usually break up?
They usually fight about money.
Well, they're rich as hell. They don't have to worry about a dollar.
Why else would white people break up?
I mean, usually the dude is cheating on a girl with a batter bitch.
Yeah, that's right. What if we find a batter bitch? Who's badder than Taylor Swift?
This nigga said, who's badder than Taylor Swift? Like, that's the actual question. Wait, you're serious?
Well, obviously there's so many badder women, but, like, who's the baddest of the bad? Like, who's the upper echelon of bad?
Yeah.
I know. Margot Robbie! Of course!
Yes, dude, I was thinking the same thing.
God, she's so bad.
Oh, top tier.
God damn it. Okay, so, if we could get Margot Robbie to come over and kiss Travis Kelce, and we take a picture of them kissing, we could send it to Taylor Swift, she'd break up with him, make a sad album, make another $1 billion, we move on with our lives.
Oh yeah, she would be so depressed.
And we'd make $1 million from Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh yeah, we need that money on too.
But Margot Robbie's not gonna do that, she's married. Unless we lie to her and tell her that she's casted in a movie where she has to kiss Travis Kelce, but we tell Travis Kelce he's not in a movie.
Wait, so how are we gonna do that?
Well, that sounds like a lot. I got a better idea. What if we just print out a picture of Margot Robbie and then go to an autograph signing of Travis Kelce's and we put a picture of Travis Kelce on top of Margot Robbie and then when he goes to sign the picture of himself, we pull it away and he signs a picture of Margot Robbie and he signs I love you. So then we take a picture of Travis Kelce signing a picture of Margot Robbie saying I love you and then we send it to Taylor and then Taylor goes, why are you signing a picture of a hotter woman saying I love you? Then she breaks up with him.
That is a genius plan, dude. He'll never see it coming.
Okay, isn't Travis Kelce having an autograph signing down the street tonight?
You know what, he damn sure is.
All right, let me put out a picture of Margot Robbie.
Guys, I'm stressing the fuck out right now.
Well, what's wrong, Cody?
Well, I got the job being Taylor Swift's wedding planner.
What, you did? Well, aren't you happy, buddy?
Well, I was until I found out what she wanted.
Wait, why are you scratched up?
Oh, see, that's one of the things she wants. She wants a live grizzly bear to pop out of her wedding cake so it can be the ring bearer. She thought that would be a funny joke.
She wants a grizzly bear to give her rings?
Yes, she does. And so I've been trying to force a grizzly bear into a box so I can build a cake around him. But get this, she wants two cakes, a microphone cake and a football cake. And she wants them to be delivered by two Black Hawk helicopters onto the fucking field. I don't know which cake the bear is supposed to go in, but don't worry, there's no pressure, because she wants it to happen during the Super Bowl.
Wait.
She wants her wedding to be the halftime show of the Super Bowl. A Super Bowl that she wants Travis Kelce to play in. Now, I don't know how the fuck I'm supposed to make that happen. I'm gonna have to bribe some referees or something to make that happen. Oh, and here's the fun part. She wants 20 B-2 bombers to fly over the stadium during the ceremony. Well, guess what? The U.S. only has 19 fucking B-2 bombers. I'm gonna have to make a whole new B-2 bomber just for Taylor Swift's fucking wedding. Guys, this is impossible.
Well, calm down, buddy. You're not gonna have to worry about her wedding because there's gonna be no wedding because me and Joseph are gonna break them up.
What? You!
You guys can't do that.
Well, we have to. Patrick Mahomes is gonna give us $1 million to break them up because he wants Travis Kelce to focus on football.
But Taylor, she deserves to be happy.
Okay, what is she paying you to do all this?
Friendship. I get to sit next to her during the games, and I can go out on nights on the town with her, and I can be in a music video.
Okay, well, we're gonna go break her up, so you can just relax, buddy.
Well, if you guys do break her up, let me know so I can stop trying to fight this bear.
Yeah, do that.
Next! Mr. Travis Kelce, will you sign my football?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can I also have a kiss?
Whoa, back up! That's an engaged man right there! Security, get her out of here!
Oh, man!
Shit, Joseph, security's pretty tight.
Dude, I don't know how the hell we're gonna get away with this.
Well, look, I'm like, Mr. Travis Kelce, will you sign this photo of yourself? Will you write, I love you? He's gonna go, sure. And right when he goes to sign, Boom, Margot Robbie.
Dude, that's a picture of Margot Robbie's foot. What the hell?
Yeah.
Dude, it's supposed to be a picture of Margot Robbie, not her damn foot.
Well, I went on Google Images and I got distracted. But look, still, we all know that's Margot Robbie's foot, so it's Margot Robbie.
But how do you know Taylor knows it's Margot Robbie's foot?
Okay, watch this, watch this. If you were Taylor Swift and you saw your fiancé signing a picture of another woman's foot writing, I love you, would you be mad?
Look, if I was her, I would definitely be mad. But I don't think Taylor understands the circumstances.
Okay, what if he writes, man, I want to lick that.
Dude, why the fuck would he put that on his own picture?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks himself is hot. I don't know, but we're going to figure it out.
Next!
Oh, grab the photos, grab the photos.
I got it.
Hi, Mr. Travis. Will you please fix the fucking photo?
My bad.
Will you sign this photo of yourself saying, man, I want to lick that and suck on it?
Oh, that's weird. No.
Okay.
He told you he ain't that damn freaky.
Oh, okay. Can you write, I love you so much, and then write your name?
Yep.
Oh, my God, look over there. What's that over there?
What?
Oh, you guys decide. Go back to signing. It's right there. Man, I love you in football.
Oh,
man.
You love football?
Yeah. Are you gonna take her last name?
Oh yeah.
Oh cool. Yeah. Yeah. What's it like playing with Kermit the Frog as your quarterback?
Oh, he's all right.
Oh, that's really cool. Write that. Make sure you write I love you. Joe, get the photo.
I got you, bro. Oh.
You just signed a picture of another girl's friend. I love you. TMZ.
Oh no, we've been had.
Joseph, you send that picture to TMZ?
Oh, yeah, dude. His ass is grass.
If that doesn't break them up, nothing will. Oh, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! A photo of Travis Kelce signing a picture of Margot Robbie's foot is causing outrage by fans. But Taylor Swift has made a public statement saying that she will stand by her man.
No way.
You gotta be kidding me.
Way to fucking go, guys!
What's wrong, Cody? Yeah.
You wanna tell me why I just got a call from Taylor Swift saying she wants a foot cake for her wedding now? Now she wants 3 cakes. That means I have to get a whole new Black Hawk helicopter to deliver it. I'm up to my fucking ears in aircraft.
I'm sorry, Cody.
Oh, you're sorry? I have to figure out which of the 3 cakes this fucking bear goes in. It used to be a 50-50 chance. Now it's 1 in 3.
I mean, we were trying to help.
Yeah, we were trying to help.
Well, you guys really fucked this up for me. I'm so happy for them, though.
What are you doing, baby?
I'm making snowflakes for Jeffy.
Oh, those look so good.
Thank you.
How does yours look, Jeffy?
Mine look like dick.
What, Jeffy, you made it look like dick.
You said my snowflakes look like dick.
Marvin, that's mean.
No, he literally cut out the word dick on his. And what is this supposed to be?
Penises.
Jeffy! There's someone at the door. I'll get it.
Hello?
Knock, knock.
Hello?
What do you mean, hello? I said knock, knock. You're supposed to say who's there.
But I already see you. I know who's there.
I was doing a knock, knock joke.
But you rang the doorbell, and I already opened the door.
That's why I said knock, knock. Have you never done a knock, knock joke before?
Not at my actual door.
Just let me in. You ruined my joke.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was the cop.
Shut up. Let me tell the joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No bell.
No bell who?
No bell. That's why I knocked.
But we have a doorbell, and he rang it.
You keep ruining my jokes. Okay, fine. Here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Haywood.
Haywood who?
Haywood, you blow me. See, he liked it.
Why are you here?
Well, it's sad boy hours, because I just found out I'm going to jail for 21 days.
But you're a cop. You can go to jail?
Yeah, surprisingly, cops can break laws, too. Yeah, I got a DUI, again, for the 6th time.
And you're going to go to jail for it?
Yeah. They plastered the video of it all over the news. So whatever you do, please don't watch the news.
Baby, turn on the news.
Aw.
Breaking news, MK! A police officer was arrested for a DUI and thought he was above the law. We have the shocking body cam footage here.
Shit.
Hey, mate, you been drinking tonight?
Hey, you can't pull me over, okay? I'm a cop. I pull people over, not you.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
I have only had 6 beers, but they come in a pack of 6. So basically 1, so you can't arrest me.
You're not making this easy on me, mate. You know my body cam's on.
Oh, the body cam. Where was your body cam? Is that it? Hey, body cam. Fuck you, okay? I do what I want. I'm above the law.
Mate, you know I'm going to have to place you under arrest. Go ahead and step out of the vehicle.
I'm going
to
run.
Please don't.
I'm going to do it. Here I go. No,
no. Mate, you're not going anywhere. You know the car's in park.
Shit. Well,
yeah, you're under arrest.
I guess you got me.
Oh, wow. You were ugly, disgusting drunk.
Yeah, well, your snowflake looks like dick.
you said my snowflake looks like dick.
It was his snowflake, not mine.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Your joke's not funny anymore.
Aw, now we're all sad.
So why are you here telling us you're going to jail?
Well, there is a problem, because I mean, this is a video after all. So the judge sentenced me to 21 days in jail, and he gave me this go to jail card. See, it says go to jail, go directly to jail, do not pass go, do not collect any cash. So I've been suspended without pay, and I have to report to jail tomorrow. Of course, I already told my wife I had to go to jail today. My problem is I'm going to be in jail on Christmas, and now I'm worried I might not get any presents from Santa. So I was thinking I could spend the night here and maybe go up to the North Pole and try to trick Santa into thinking Christmas is tonight so I can get my presents early.
But won't you be on the naughty list because of the DUIs?
Oh, I don't think Santa cares about some DUIs. I mean, the song says you better not pout, you better not cry, not you better not get a DUI.
But it also says be good for goodness sake, and DUIs are bad.
Well, that's why when I'm in the North Pole, I can put my name on the nice list.
You're not sad that you're not going to see your wife or daughter on Christmas?
Hell no. I suck at giving gifts anyway. I'm only good at receiving them. Like oral. Yeah, last year I gave my daughter a Blu-ray copy of the movie Zephora, because she wanted Sephora, you know, like the makeup, and I got confused. So on Christmas, we all sat around watching Zephora, and we were all really disappointed, both by the movie and my mistake. And I also gave my wife some pretty bad pop.
Oh, so you have to go to the North Pole?
Well, I wanted you to come with me.
Oh, can I go?
Yeah, sure, the more the Mary, everybody can come.
Can I come?
No! Fuck you! Come on, guys, let's go.
Okay.
Here you go, Santa.
Huh?
I brought your milk and cookies for dinner.
Oh, thanks, Pepper. Where's my chocolate chip cookies?
Well, it's Oreos. It's Milk's favorite cookie.
It's not my favorite. And what the hell is this? 2% reduced fat?
Well, you've been gaining a lot of weight, Santa.
I know I've been gaining some weight, and plus, you know I'm lactose intolerant.
Good one, Santa.
Pepper, you're a weird little fucker, but I like you.
Santa, it's time to check your list.
Oh, I hate checking the list.
But Santa, you gotta check it twice.
Okay. It's all there.
Santa, you gotta check it twice.
Okay.
Santa, you didn't really check it.
That better?
You didn't look.
I'm having my milk and cookies.
But Santa, the letters from the children came in for Christmas.
The deadline's already passed. They're gonna get what they get.
Can I have a cookie, Santa?
Oh, sure, Pepper. Go ahead.
Thank you. Oh, the darn thing's stuck. I hate when it gets stuck. I don't want to rip it, because then the cookies will go stale. I almost got it. Hold on. Sorry, Santa.
Come on, Pepper, hurry up.
I think I'm getting it. It's coming along.
All right, time's up, Pepper.
Aw. Wow, Santa, you're so strong.
Look, there's Santa. He's eating his milk and cookies. And look, there's the Naughty or Nice book. Now I just need somebody to distract him while I check and see if my name is on the nice list. If not, I'll add it.
How are we going to distract Santa Claus?
I got an idea.
Pepper, these cookies taste like shit. I think they're expired.
No, I just put one in my ass. You just got the wrong cookie.
Pepper, you're a weird little fucker. But I like you.
Hey, Santa, I just subscribed to Mrs. Claus's OnlyFans.
What? Let me see that. Come on, elf.
Quick, Marvin, pass me the book.
Here you go.
Let me see. Let me check naughty first. Oh, no, I'm right there. I'm number 4.
Wait a minute. I'm on the naughty list, too?
Marvin, we didn't come here to fix yours. You still have until Christmas to be nice. I'm going to jail. Hold on, let me just scratch this out. Okay, now I gotta put it in nice.
Okay, I'll be the lookout.
Okay, I added my name to the nice list. Well, actually, I spelled my name wrong the first time, because I'm dyslexic. But now all we have to do is convince Santa that tonight is Christmas, so he delivers my presents.
Hey, you're messing with the naughty on nice list, Santa!
Jumper, Marvin!
What, Jumper?
Yes, get her! Marvin, why the hell are you wearing that elf suit?
I was thinking that I could dress like an elf and tell Santa that tonight's Christmas and he'll believe me.
Oh, good idea, Marvin. Wish I thought of that. Oh, shit, he's coming. I'll hide under the table.
Oh, I can't believe Mrs. Claus created an OnlyFans page and only charging $4 to see pictures of her hoo-ha. You can get a 4 for $4 at Wendy's for that. Probably tastes better and a little less fishy.
Ha ha ha, funny, Santa.
Where's your glasses, Pepper?
I dropped them on the ground.
Oh. Hopefully you didn't stick this one in your ass, too.
What? Nope, not that one.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, tonight's Christmas.
What?
Yeah, like tonight's Christmas. Like, tonight's the night you have to go deliver the presents.
But the reindeer are not even ready. And Rudolph's getting neutered, and he's got balls big as shit.
Well, I guess you gotta deliver the presents without Rudolph.
Well, I guess so. Watch out, New York City.
Okay.
Let me get the sleigh.
Good idea, Marvin. Let's get back home.
I didn't know Santa made 9/11 jokes.
What are you doing, Santa?
Loading the gifts on the sleigh to deliver tonight.
Santa, are you feeling okay? Christmas isn't for another 2 weeks.
But you told me Christmas was tonight.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Peppermint, don't lie to me, because I'll bend you over my knee and spank you.
I wish I lied to you, Santa, but I didn't.
Well, who did?
I don't know. Let me check the security cameras. Oh, it looks like some guy broke in and wrote his name in your book.
What? Brooklyn? And he added it to the nice list. I'm gonna teach him a lesson.
Oh, teach me a lesson, Santa. Bend me over and spank me like a naughty schoolboy.
Peppermint, you're a naughty fucker, but I love you.
Oh my God, Marvin, I can't believe that actually worked.
It did?
Yeah, I put my name in the nice list, so now Santa's gonna come deliver presents tonight. Hey, do you guys have any pajamas? I'm just so excited. I want to go to sleep right now so Santa comes.
Why do you need pajamas?
Well, I don't want to sleep in my cop uniform. I gotta sleep in something loose, because I get raging morning wood and it hurts.
Oh, I don't think I have pajamas that are your size.
What size is that? Fat?
No, I wasn't calling you fat. I just don't know if we're the same size.
What were you calling me then?
I wasn't calling you anything.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can make it up to me by spooning me.
I'm not gonna spoon you.
Well, I was gonna be the big spoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
Good night.
Good night. Get over here. Think you can go to bed all caked up like I ain't got a sweet tooth? Like I ain't trying to get a cavity? What you thought this was, man?
What?
Nothing, just kidding.
What are you doing?
What, you hear that? I think that's Santa Claus.
It does sound like Santa Claus.
Let's go check. Oh, Marvin, look at that. It's Santa Claus. And look at all those presents. They're all for me.
Well, actually, he thinks it's Christmas, so there's presents for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Well, most of them have got to be for me, because I'm on the nice list. But you're not, so you're not getting any presents.
I forgot I'm on the naughty list.
Man, he has really taken a sweet time with those presents, huh? Well, he's got a fat dumpy, though. Oh, no, he's just scratching his ass. Hurry up! Oh, he's gone. Okay, present time. Oh, look at all these presents. Oh, this big one has to be for me.
No, it's not for you.
And what about these down here?
No, none of these are for you either.
And where are my presents?
Look, this one says Brooklyn guy.
Mine, back off. Oh, I can't wait to see what it is. It could be anything. I had so many things on my list. It could be an Applebee's gift card. It could be a Denny's gift card. A Chili's gift card. Or maybe it's a weighted blanket so I feel trapped yet comfortable. Oh, and I gotta check. Oh, let me see. What? Coal?
Why'd he give you coal?
I don't know. How is this possible? I put my name on the nice list.
Look behind you.
Oh, fuck you, Brooklyn!
Oh, well, now I guess I know what they mean when they say he knows if you've been bad or good. I guess he found out I put my name on the nice list. Well,
I
guess,
be okay.
I guess I'll go to jail sad now.
Well, I have a gift for you.
Yeah? What is it? Wait, what's that? What? A get-out-of-jail-free card? Marvin, this is the best Christmas gift of all. Not going to prison.
Doing a canned food drive, which means we're going to be donating cans of food to the less fortunate. That means you, Joseph.
Heck yeah, dude. That means I finally get to eat. No more cockroaches.
Uh-huh. So if you have any cans of food at your house that your parents are rearing to donate, then bring them in. And if you bring in a lot of cans of food, you could get a toy from the toy box.
A toy box? Is that a Thomas the Tank Engine?
No way, dude. Is that Buzz Lightyear?
I want the pony.
No, the pony's mine.
Is that a DVD box set of Brandy and Mr. Whiskers and Tech Deck?
cigarettes. Oh, I want the whole box.
Wait, you're telling me that if I get rid of my green beans, I get toys?
That is the tits.
So bring in as many cans tomorrow as you can. It can be any food. It can be green beans. It can be SpaghettiOs. Whatever you want, as long as it's not open. Hey, Cody! Why'd you steal a toy from the toy box?
What are you talking about? I didn't steal a toy.
Right here, Cody. This is a toy.
Oh, I see. This is a common misconception. No, that's not a toy. That's actually my boyfriend.
Cody, this is a toy, and the only place that you would have gotten it is from the toy box.
What? No, that's not true. Guys, tell him that's my boyfriend.
No, he definitely stole that shit. He got it out of the box and all. He got sticky fingers.
Yeah, I saw him take it.
What the fuck, guys?
Cody, if you want this toy from the toy box, then you have to bring in 10 cans of food tomorrow.
What? 10 cans of food, Drive? When am I gonna get 10 cans of food?
You don't have 10 cans of food in your kitchen?
Well, I think we have some SpaghettiOs, but I don't know if we have 10 cans.
Well, I know Chef Phoebe has a bunch of cans, and I'm gonna get that Thomas and the Brandy and Mr. Whiskers and the Tech Dicks.
Bro, can you lend me a couple cans? I really want that Buzz Lightyear, and you know a nigga gotta eat, you feel me?
Yeah, I'm gonna get as many cans as I can from Chef Phoebe's pantry.
What, now, Junior, you should get those cans to me, because you're the reason I lost 10.
Okay, look, if we have enough cans, we'll get cans, but we're gonna get my toys first. Come on, guys.
Fried chicken in the pan, fried chicken cause I can't. Fry, 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 da, 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 da. Fried chicken in the pan, scrap my ass whenever I itch. Fry, 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 da, 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 da.
Friday ho, Friday ho, Friday ho, Friday ho.
Is he saying Friday ho?
I think he's saying fry that ho.
Oh, okay. That's supposed to be like the pearly gates, like there's so many cans, like what we saw is heaven.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I know.
Because we need cans.
Yeah, I get it.
Look at all these cans, Cody!
That's a lot of cans, Jim.
I think that's enough cans to get all the toys I'm wanting, because I get the Thomas, and I get the Brandy and Mr. Whiskers.
Well, we also have enough cans to get Ken.
I'm not going to waste 10 cans to get cans. It's going to take 10 cans, and that Thomas is easily a 20-can toy. And Brandy and Mr. Whiskers is 10 cans, and then probably the Tech Decks are 5 cans each, so I'm not going to waste 10 cans on your stupid Ken doll.
Well, Junior, you already have so many Thomases, you don't need another one.
Well, you've already had so much Ken, you don't need him anymore.
There's only one Ken.
And you've had a lot of use with him.
And it's your fault he was taken from me, so you owe me these cans.
Well, you need to go to your own house and get your own cans, because these cans, I need all these cans for my toys.
But you have at least 10 cans right here. Let me just have those and you can have the rest.
Stop pocket watching my cans.
Give me the
cans.
Julia, what the hell are you doing in my pantry?
Technically, it's not your pantry, it's my dad's pantry.
Technically, it is my pantry, since I cleaned up this whole damn house while your dad sits on his ass and watch TV.
Okay.
What are you doing in my pantry?
So the school's having a canned food drive.
Canned food drive.
Wait, Ken knows how to drive?
Oh, yeah. He's got a CDL. He drives a big rig right into my ass.
Jesus.
Anyway, the school's having a canned food drive.
Canned food drive.
And I was going to donate all our cans of food to the school.
No, the hell you're not. You're not donating cans to no dirty hand, grubby ass, disgusting brat.
I'm sorry, Joseph.
Listen, if we donate 20 cans of food, I'll get a bunch of toys.
20 cans? That's 20 meals, 20 full ass bellies. No, the hell you're not, Junior. You have toys upstairs. You don't need to donate cans.
But this is a brand new Thomas in the box and a DVD box and a brand new Mr. Whiskers.
Don't give a damn about no damn Whiskers. Get out of my damn pantry.
He's clearly never seen the show.
Get out of the pantry, Junior.
Okay.
God.
Oh, man, guys, I really wanted those cans.
Yeah, and I really wanted my boyfriend back.
Wow, Cody, you're so selfish and self-centered. All you do is think about yourself.
Yeah, dude, you're not starving and hungry like me, and Chef Phoebe didn't roast your ass.
All I'm trying to do is donate food for my buddy Joseph.
No, you just want to donate cans because you want, like, 5 toys.
What? No, I would donate that food even if I wasn't getting toys.
Okay, that's a fucking lie because you've never donated anything in your life.
I'm flabbergasted at that sentence, Cody. I've donated so much stuff in my life. I'm donor man. People used to call me that.
Donor man?
Yeah, right, Joseph? People call me that?
Yeah, I heard somebody call him donor man before.
Okay, donor man, what have you donated?
I use public bathrooms.
What? How is that donating?
Well, see, instead of peeing in the toilet, I pee all over the toilet seat, and I give a janitor a job. I'm like Donald Trump. I create jobs.
What? You donate piss to a public toilet?
Yeah, because if I use the toilet normally, he would have nothing to clean. But I purposely piss all over the toilet seat and the ground so he has something to clean up.
Well, that sounds like you're just making a janitor hate his life.
No, he doesn't hate his life. He loves it. He loves cleaning things. That's why he's a janitor.
No, I don't think he's a janitor because he loves cleaning. I think he just wants money.
What? No, he walked in that bathroom. If he sees a clean bathroom, he's like, what's the point of me? He'd get fired if the bathroom wasn't dirty. But I make the bathroom dirty on purpose so he has something to clean up. So I'm donating piss on the ground so he gets paid more.
I don't think he gets excited when he sees a pissy, shitty toilet seat.
He does get excited because he gets paid more.
He doesn't get paid per piss and shit on a toilet seat.
Well, then he needs to discuss his stats with his boss.
His stats? This isn't Madden, Junior. He's just a janitor.
Well, listen, Cody. A janitor likes to clean. That's why he became a janitor. And I donate my piss and shit on the ground so that he can clean it up.
Yeah, on the ground. How
how fucking generous. I'm sure he loves that.
Oh, he walks in the bathroom. He goes, let's fucking go.
He definitely doesn't say, let's fucking go.
Yes, he does. He says, put me in, coach.
Yeah.
I gotta clean that shit.
Yeah, he has headphones in and he's like, hell yeah, hype music. He's like, I'm ready to do this.
Hype music? What kind of music do you listen to when you clean a shitty floor in a bathroom?
Eye of the Tiger.
Maybe Kodak Black.
Yeah, or the Rocky song.
Well, guys, we're getting off topic. We just need these cans so I can get Ken back.
Okay, well, I would give you cans, but Chef Pee-Pee won't let me grab the cans. And I wish we could just break into the pantry.
Break in? It doesn't even have a lock on it. It's your pantry. You could just wait for Chef Pee-Pee to fall asleep and then go in and take the cans.
You know Chef Pee-Pee doesn't sleep at night. He stays up watching telenovelas.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love that. Yeah, they always end in to be continued.
Yeah, so Chef Pee-Pee's watching those shows. He'll see us if we try to go in the pantry.
Yeah, so what do we do?
We could try to distract him right now. And one of us tries to get him out of the kitchen, and then we can grab the cans. I got an idea. Follow me. Okay, guys, here's my plan. I'm going to throw this glass bottle at the ground, and when it shatters, Chef Pee-Pee's going to hear it. He's going to come running. Joseph, I want you to lay in the glass, and when Chef Pee-Pee shows up, he's going to say, what happened? I'm going to say, Joseph got hit in the head with a glass bottle. You have to do CPR. So while Chef Pee-Pee's doing CPR on Joseph, Cody, I need you to go in the pantry and grab all the food.
Okay, but I want Chef Pee-Pee to do CPR on me, so can I lay in the glass, and then Joseph goes and gets the cans?
It doesn't matter who gets the cans. If you want to lay in the glass, you can.
Okay, but also, when he comes up, tell him there was a rattlesnake in the vase when you threw it, and it bit me on the wiener in the asshole, and he's going to need to suck the venom out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, and also tell him that the rattlesnake bit my belly, like a whole bunch of little bites all over my belly, so he's going to have to, like, suck on that all the way down and then suck the venom out of the wiener in the asshole. Tell him that.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Yeah, make sure you tell him. But especially make sure you tell him to suck the venom out of the wiener in the asshole. Because, like, tell him that's where most of the bites were, was on the wiener in the asshole, and there was a lot of little bites on the belly, so he mostly just gets it out of the wiener in the asshole.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, make sure you do that, please.
I will tell him that.
Don't forget. If you remember one, I prefer the asshole.
Okay.
Just make sure you at least say the asshole part.
Okay.
Please remember that.
I will remember it.
Okay, please do.
I think I will. Okay, here, I'm about to throw it. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Julian, what the hell was that about? You know not to throw shit in this house. You could have wrote that.
I really should have checked to see where Chef Pee-Pee was before we threw it.
Yeah, you should have. Now he's not going to suck my ass.
What? Suck what?
Listen, Chef Pee-Pee, I was trying to shatter the bottle. I wanted to make a big mess. I wanted to get in trouble.
No, you're not supposed to break shit in this house. I'm going to tell your dad.
I do think you should go all the way upstairs and tell my dad.
What, you want to ask with
it? Yes, I do. I think you should go tell my dad what I was trying to do, and you should go through the whole alphabet, A through Z, each letter, think of a word, how you describe me, like A as asshole, B as a brat.
You know what? That is a good idea. Julia, that is the smartest thing you ever said. You know what? I can be very clever with my words. Braxton!
No, he's upstairs, Chef Pee-Pee. Not he's this way.
Up. Braxton!
All right, guys, let's go grab the kids of food.
Okay.
All right, guys, grab as many cans as you can. Hold the bag, Cody.
You know, Junior, I really like that plan, Junior. I really wish that plan would have worked out, Junior. I really especially like the part that you came up with where the snake bit my wiener and my asshole.
Dude, nobody's licking your ass. Shut up.
I didn't say lick. I said suck.
Wait, Joseph, keep grabbing cans.
Snake bite, you fucking dumbass.
Keep grabbing cans.
Yeah, I really wish it would have worked, Junior.
Freaking ass boy.
I really wish you would have sucked my wiener and asshole, Junior.
All right. We got the cans, bro.
Guys, run this way with the cans.
Where you think you going with my cans, little bitch?
We're leaving here with these cans.
Oh, no, the hell you not. Not on my dead body.
We're leaving with these cans. We're taking them to the school.
Oh, no, you're going to be a dead man if you leave with my cans.
A snake bit my wiener in asshole. I need you to suck the venom out.
Cody, stop. No one's doing that.
I'm getting something out of this, goddammit.
Listen, we are going to leave with these cans, and I'm going to get those toys.
No, you're going to be 6 feet under after this. Wait, where did it go?
It was part of my plan. While I was distracting you in your face, they ran out the front door.
Actually, we're right here, Junior. I just had to tie my shoe. Joseph, help me.
You ain't leaving nowhere.
Ow!
Run!
All right, teacher, we brought a bunch of cans.
All right, you want a toy from the toy box?
Yes, we do.
Hold on, let me grab Ken first. Teacher, where is that thing you took from me earlier?
Oh, the Barbie doll? Some kid took it after he turned in all these cans of green beans.
What?
Hey, Mr. Barbie doll man. Ready to go in my poop pipe?
Jeffy, that's what...
Guys, are you ready to go see the Minecraft movie?
Heck yeah, dude!
What about you, Cody? Are you ready?
Junior, do I look ready? I'd say I'm ready.
Oh, when Jack Black says chicken jockey...
Ooh, he's burning this bit down!
We're gonna light off fireworks and throw popcorn all over the theater.
And I'm gonna pull out my live chicken.
Boom!
And I'm gonna ride that motherfucker all over the theater.
No way!
Hell yes way.
Cody, where'd you get a live chicken?
My Uncle Skeeter gave him to me from his farm, but when I asked if I could ride his cock at the theater, he got really disappointed when I wanted this.
Oh,
lucky.
That's gonna be so crazy, we're gonna make him such a big mess.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be the biggest inconvenience for the workers to clean all that up.
Oh, yeah, they didn't sign up to clean up all this mess.
No, they didn't.
Wait, did you give the chicken laxatives?
Oh, I almost forgot. Here you go, boy, eat up. We gotta make sure you shit all over the place.
Oh, do you think the chicken will shit right when Jack Black says chicken jockey?
We can only hope.
Oh, dude, we gotta record it. It has to go viral.
Oh, it has to go all over TikTok. People are gonna wish they were in our theater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cody, how many of the workers do you think are gonna quit?
Oh, probably all of them. They're gonna be up to their knees in chicken shit and fire.
Oh, dude, we're gonna be such a headache.
Oh, it's gonna be so awesome. All right, grab some fireworks. Let's go to the movie theater. I already told Jackie to meet us there with more fireworks.
Oh, great. The more the merrier.
I can't forget the rock. Ooh, Cody, we got 4 large popcorns.
Junior, is that gonna be enough?
I mean, it's 4 large popcorns with extra butter.
I just wanna make sure, like, you can't even see the floor when we throw all the popcorn around.
I mean, it's a lot of popcorn. Isn't the chicken gonna be shitting?
Oh, the chicken shit, right. I almost forgot about the chicken shit, yeah.
And also, we're gonna piss on the people's heads in the front of us, right?
Yeah, I did wanna pull my pants down around my ankles and just piss all over the back of their head when he says chicken jockey.
Yeah, I mean, so there's gonna be so much piss and shit and popcorn on the floor. So, I mean, this theater's gonna be disgusting.
Yeah, you're right. I'm overthinking that.
And also, Joseph has silly string.
And fireworks.
He's gonna light this mortar cannon off right when he says chicken jockey.
Oh, that's perfect. It's gonna be so fucking loud, and hopefully it hits the ceiling and it sets off the sprinklers. Oh, you know what? I don't want to get my hopes up. Let's not jinx it. If it happens, great, but let's not ruin it. God, that's all I want to happen. Now, if that happens, I might actually cry.
Yeah, have you guys seen Jeffy?
Hey, guys! I brought a gun.
Oh, that's perfect. Junior, that is exactly what we've been needing. Jeffy, just make sure when he says chicken jockey, you really unload the clip right into the screen.
All
right,
got it.
Yeah, oh, we're going to make so much noise. We're going to make it such a big-ass fucking mess.
Yeah, I just really want to make sure that we are known for as the people who really fuck this theater up.
Oh, we're going to get banned.
Oh, yeah, I hope my grandkids get banned.
Oh, I think they're going to ban our dead bodies. Like, they're going to ban our souls.
I hope AMC presses charges.
Oh, that would be so sick.
That'd be so fucking cool.
Oh, the previews are starting, guys.
What's the scariest thing you can imagine in a bush? A squirrel with rabies? Or a goose with rabies? Or a poisonous snake with rabies? How about a clown in a bush? Clown in a bush!
Ha-ha, gotcha.
Oh, man, that movie looks really scary.
Yeah, if this theater survives what we're about to do, we should go see it and throw popcorn whenever he jumps out of the bush.
Do you like Tom Cruise? Do you like Tom Cruise running? Do you like Tom Cruise doing stunts? Do you like Tom Cruise saving the world?
Step right there. Put the bomb down, Cyrus Claps.
Keep back, Tom Cruise. You know I have an explosive temper.
Well, we better make this quick, because I have explosive diarrhea.
Well, it looks like you're going to die with poopy pants, Tom Cruise. Because if you can't beat me in rock, paper, scissors before this bomb goes off, half of Dubai is going to go bye-bye.
Well then, I guess we're going to be playing rock, pooper, scissors.
Mission somewhat possible.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
Fuck, best 2 out of 3.
Man, Tom Cruise has made a lot of those movies. I wonder when he's gonna stop.
I'm ready for this movie to start so I can light these damn fireworks.
Patience, Joseph. Patience.
Hey there, moviegoers! Jack Black here! Oh yeah! I was in school of rock! I am Steve! Just a friendly reminder to be respectful of your fellow moviegoers and don't throw popcorn! Oh yeah!
All he thinks we're gonna do is throw popcorn? Junior, I'm about to piss on some people. When he says chicken jockey, I'm gonna squeeze this chicken like he's a ketchup bottle until shit squirts out of his ass everywhere. Earlier, I put a whole roll of Mentos up his ass, and I made him drink an entire 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke, and the only thing that's stopping him from bursting like Chernobyl right now is the cork I stuffed in his ass. When that goes, I don't even know what's gonna happen. He might actually explode. It's just gonna be shit and feathers everywhere, Junior.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I Jack Black is gonna have to film a whole new warning just for what we're about to do in here. It's gonna be like 10 fucking minutes long because they're gonna have to realize everything we just did and warn people about every single thing.
Oh yeah, oh my god. You know, this movie's going straight to streaming when we're done.
Oh yeah, there's no way. It's gonna be banned from
TV.
Chicken!
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 Chicken
shit! I'm pissing on everybody! I'm pissing on you, Henny! Oh my god!
The sprinklers are on!
Oh my god! Dreams do come true!
Oh, the ceiling's on fire!
This is the best day of my fucking life!
The ceiling's on fire!
Let's evacuate!
The fire is on!
Guys, today was the best day of my fucking life. It could not have gone better. I mean, that was perfect. Just chef's kiss. I mean, if we had just thrown the popcorn and pissed on some people, that would have been enough. But no, we had the gun and the fireworks and the chicken. Guy, my fucking chicken died. He literally shit his brains out. His organs are all over the floor of what was left of that movie theater. The fucking sprinklers came on. I mean, what more could you ask for? We burned that place the fuck down. And even if it didn't burn down, it wouldn't matter. Because there's no way they could have cleaned that. They would have had to demolish the whole building anyway. Just because the stench of all the shit in the piss. Oh, the piss! How could I forget about the piss? There was a couple in front of us that brought their kid to the movie, just hoping for a nice evening out with the family. I pissed all over them. They were mortified. They are never gonna go to another movie again. I mean, partially because we burned the theater down, but also because I pissed on them. I mean, can you imagine the stories they're gonna tell? Insane. In-fucking-sane. We weren't even humans in there. We were animals. We were chicken jockeys.
Oh, yeah, we were. Oh, let's turn on the news and see if we made the news.
Oh, we have to have made the news. Probably the national news.
Breaking news, UK! A local movie theater was burned to the ground when a bunch of teenagers shot off fireworks and a gun during the Minecraft movie. These four teenagers are currently wanted.
We made the news!
We're wanted! The police want us!
Yeah, they do!
Joseph, show us the video. The video that you took of us, like, fucking up the theater? You have the video, right?
I didn't get a chance to get a video, dude.
What, you didn't get the video?
No, I had popcorn and the silly string, and don't forget the fireworks.
Yeah, he had a lot of jobs.
I only have two hands.
We pulled off the greatest chicken jockey of all time, and we don't even have a video of it?
We have a memory.
That's true. We do have a memory.
I mean, it would be really cool if we could have put it on TikTok.
Yeah, that would have been sick as hell. But I mean, you know what? I'm selfish. This can just be our little moment, just between us as friends and the other people in the movie theater that burned down. Yeah, yeah, you know, we made the news. That's not nothing either.
Yeah, we did make the actual news.
Yeah, I mean, there are plane crashes that don't make the news.
But there's shootings that don't make the news.
Yeah, what we did is worse than a shooting.
It is.
Fuck. Exactly. Hey there, you four are under arrest. Yeah! Fucking yeah! What? Well, you're arresting us because we pulled off the greatest chicken jockey of all time.
Right? Chicken jockey!
Chicken jockey!
I'm arresting you because you burned down a movie theater and you pissed on some people, so you're now a sex offender. Well, that was going to happen eventually, right? Well, no. And also, there was the fireworks.
Oh, yeah, the fireworks were sick.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, and then there was the gun thing. That was especially fucked up. Oh, yeah, that was Jeffy's idea. I wish I could take credit for it. So you just, slap on the old handcuffs and take us down to the courthouse. No, I don't have enough handcuffs, but, I mean, you guys have to go to court. Well, we're not, like, actually going to go to jail, though, right? Yeah, I mean, what do you mean? Of course you're going to go to jail. You committed arson and a whole bunch of other crimes. Wait, Junior, is he fucking serious?
Yeah, are you saying facts?
It's just like a slap on the wrist, though, right? No, I'm talking, like, prison. Like, multiple years in prison. What the fuck? That can happen?
Wait, it was a joke.
Well, it was funny, though. No, it wasn't funny. You guys committed a bunch of crimes and people got hurt. We're fucked.
It was a joke. We did it. It was a ha-ha joke.
No, there's no exemption for jokes.
What? Joseph, it's all your fucking fault for not coming to TikTok. If we had the TikTok, he'd see it was a joke. He thinks we did it on purpose.
Yeah. You might be right. Yeah, and it would have at least been worth it.
We did it on purpose, but, like, it was a joke purpose.
It was pretty funny. We said chicken jockey and shit. I'm going to have to take you guys down to the courthouse.
But other people were doing it.
No, they weren't. Come on.
No, other people...
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Junior Joseph Cote and Jeffy. You four being accused of yelling chicken jockey at the Minecraft movie, and then throwing popcorn all over the theater, lighting off fireworks, pissing on your fellow moviegoers, riding a chicken around the theater while it was shitting, shooting a gun, and then eventually burning down the entire movie theater.
Boys, what would make you commit such a crazy crime?
Well, Your Honor, Jack Black said chicken jockey, like from the Minecraft game. He said a video game reference. How else are we teenage boys supposed to react? Sit in our seats and not ride a live chicken that's shitting? I think not.
Now, I do see how that would be very exciting for you boys, but you should still know better than to act that way in public. You ruined the movie experience for everybody who was in the theater. Well, even people who weren't in the theater, because you burned the entire theater down. My point is, do you boys feel any remorse for what you've done?
Your Honor, if anyone in the theater is complaining about what we did, they obviously aren't Minecraft fans. They should be proud about how crazy we went.
I see you have no remorse for what you've done. Well, since you boys love mining and crafting so much, your punishment will be to build a new movie theater for this community. And you can't have any outside help. You have to build it with wood and pickaxes and netherrack and redstone or whatever the fuck.
Your Honor, how the fuck are we supposed to build a movie theater? We're just kids.
Well, you boys managed to find a way to bring a live shitting chicken and a gun into a movie theater, so I'm pretty sure you can figure it out. And if you don't build the theater by tomorrow, you will all go to jail for 5 years. Case dismissed.
By tomorrow?
Come on, guys, let's get started.
But this is fucking impossible!
Okay, guys, let's get started on this movie theater.
God, this chicken fucking stinks. Guys, we're so screwed. There's no way we're gonna build a movie theater from scratch.
Well, I don't know how you'd build it from a scratch. You have to use your fingernails.
What, no, I just mean,
scratching
isn't we're not gonna build it with no help.
We have help, Cody. There's four of us.
Well, okay, yeah, there are four of us, but we need materials.
Okay, well, one of us can go look for materials. Joseph, go out in the woods and collect wood.
Okay, dude, I got you.
What do I do? Me and Jeffy.
You can go look for hammers.
Look for hammers?
Yeah, and pickaxes.
I'm just going to find those?
Yeah, just go look for it. And Jeffy, you can go help Joseph look for wood, too, because you have strength, so you can, push trees down.
Okay.
And I'll draw what I think a movie theater should look like.
This is stupid. This isn't Minecraft. This is real life.
Say that again.
I said this isn't Minecraft. This is real life.
Say the first sentence.
This isn't Minecraft.
Say that again.
This isn't Minecraft.
Say it one more time.
This isn't Minecraft.
But what if it was?
What are you talking about?
I'll see you at court tomorrow.
Where the fuck are you going? We only have 24 hours!
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Poober. And today, I will be seeing this brand new movie theater that these boys built for our community. Boys, where is this movie theater?
It's right here, sir.
Oh, I see. This must be a video of it.
No, we made it in Minecraft.
What?
That's the game Minecraft. We made the movie theater in Minecraft.
That is actually very cool. You have the seats and the screen and that is quite cool, but I actually meant a real movie theater in real life.
You never said that, Your Honor. You said a movie theater for our community, and it's a public server so anyone can join and go in the theater.
Damn, damn, damn! I've been duped! You kids win this time, but I'll be back! I'll be back!
Where did he go?
It doesn't matter, guys! We won! I'm a helicopter. Jeffy, watch where you're swinging those beads. You might hit me in the face. Hit me in the face, Jeffy.
Ooh, can I have that?
Yeah, take them.
Yay.
Hey, gang. One time, I was on the internet, and I saw this girl, and she pulled beads out of her butt.
Wait, Jeffy, you shouldn't be watching videos like that.
But they were way bigger than this, Danny. They were like the size of baseballs. And when she pulled them out of her butt, they went like she was pulling bubble wrap out of her ass.
I don't want to hear it, Jeffy. Shut up.
But, Danny, why would she do that?
I don't know, Jeffy. I don't know why she would do that.
Pull beads out of her butt.
I don't know, Jeffy. Let's watch the news. Just stop talking about that.
Breaking news, okay? Happy Mardi Gras. Since it's Fat Tuesday, the annual Fat Tuesday competition, where contestants will try to get as fat as they can today, on Tuesday, will be held. And if you're a fat enough piece of shit, you could win $1 million. So come on down and join the competition. I know I'm going to join.
$1 million just to be the fattest person in town by the end of the day?
Well, when you say it all together like that, it kind of sounds stupid.
Marvin, how come our town is always randomly giving out large amounts of money for the stupidest things? Where's all this money coming from? Who's funding this?
Baby, don't question a free handout.
I don't think you can get that fat by tonight. There are people who are fat professionally. They're fat every day of the year. They love it.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to out-fat a naturally fat person. But it is Fat Tuesday. We have to try.
Dang, why is it called Fat Tuesday? Is there a chubby Monday or a lard-ass Wednesday or damn, bitch, you fat as fuck Thursday?
I don't know why it's called Fat Tuesday, but it is Mardi Gras and you get beads today, so...
Oh, is this the day that girls pull these beads out of their butt?
No, they don't do that to them today. They don't do that.
Well, they did in the video, and I don't know if I watched it on a Tuesday or maybe she did it on a Tuesday. Either way, I nut it.
Jeffy, stop. I was like, we're going to order McDonald's, and what do you want from McDonald's, baby?
I don't know, Marvin, but you know I like to eat.
Sticky wee-wee cream.
Jeffy, please just stop saying random shit like that.
Hey, Dang, guess what my sock calls me?
What?
The Creaminator, because of the cream.
Okay, that is it. I'm going to order as much McDonald's. We're all going to get fat, because if one of us gets fat, we all get $1 million.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, guys, all the food is here. I got a triple Big Mac stack of chicken nugget shish kebabs and a sextuple pounder.
Pounder? I hardly know her.
Sex! Tuple is what you said.
Yes, Jeffy. Sextuple means six of something, like single, double, triple, quadruple.
Sex.
Tuple, Jeffy. You have to say tuple afterwards. And I got you a meat mountain from Arby's.
Oh, meat mountain dick with sticky wee-wee cream all over.
Stop saying that word, Jeffy. It's called meat mountain because there's a lot of beef. It's like monster beef.
Yeah, that's why I typed it in the search bar. Monster beef. Girl can't handle this monster beef. But when I watched the video, she looked like she sure could handle that monster
Jeffy,
beef.
Shut up and stop talking.
Dang, the cheese on this sandwich looks like the cheese on the tip of my Peter.
Peter? I hardly know her.
Everyone stop talking. Everyone literally shut up. We have to eat all this food. You have to eat every little bite.
Marvin, we can't eat all this. It's going to make us sick.
Listen, I don't care. It's worth $1 million. If you eat all this food, we could possibly get $1 million. So everyone, I want you to clean your plate. I want to see nothing left on the plate.
That's what they said in the bukkake.
Shut up, Jeffy!
Oh, man, I'm so fat. I don't know if I'm full or if I'm pregnant from all the sticky wee-wee cream.
Oh, guys, we gotta keep eating. There's still food left on our plates.
Marvin, I can't eat anymore. I'm gonna be sick.
Yeah, Daddy. The only way food's gonna get inside me without any resistance is if I shove it in my ass.
What? Listen, I need some more milkshake.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna suck it like a nipple.
I can't reach it. Okay, look. We have to go to the fat competition. So everyone get up.
Marvin, I can't get up.
I can't move. I can't. I won't be able to walk. I'm so fat.
I can't get up either, Marvin. It's impossible.
I'm going to call a doctor. Maybe he can get some wheelchairs and take us to the competition.
Suck it.
Hey there. Somebody call a doctor. Fat. 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 Bunch of fatties. Bunch of fat fuckers.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What kind of world is this where the bullying isn't working? They like being called fat.
Well, we want to be fat.
It's Fat Tuesday.
Oh, is this about that stupid fat competition?
Yeah, we want that $1 million.
Okay, well, I gotta warn you, you definitely don't have a chance of winning. My fat ex-wife has got that shit in the bag. As soon as she shows up, they just hand her the money because she's so fat. I mean, I think she's a trillionaire from winning so many fat competitions. Actually, you know what? You might have a chance because I think they banned her from competing because she's so fat, it's just not fair to the other contestants. It's like a landslide, both literally and figuratively. You know why they call it Fat Tuesday? It's because my ex-wife is so fat, she got kicked out of a Ruby Tuesday for eating the entire salad bar. And I said, hey, let her do it. It's the first time she's had a salad in her entire life. But no, she was just dumping all the bacon bits and ham and cheese into her mouth. That bitch has never touched a vegetable in her life, unless it's lettuce on a cheeseburger. You know, after she dies, there's still going to be fat left over, because there's no way all of that fat could possibly decompose before the sun explodes. So, like, those companies that harvest, like, whale blubber for, like, makeup and lipstick and shit, after my ex-wife dies, they don't need whales anymore. They can just harvest her blubber because she's so goddamn fat. See, on her driver's license, she's not an organ donor. She's a fat donor. Because after she dies, they're going to take her fat and give it to anorexic people, like reverse liposuction. Just put the fat right back in them. Anyway, what'd you guys eat?
Well, my daddy made me eat sticky wee-wee cream off his meat mountain.
Should I put on my cop outfit? I really don't like how you said he made you.
Well, no, listen, he did eat the meat mountain, but it had horsey sauce on it.
What the fuck is it? Horsey sauce? There's a horse involved? What's happening?
No, there's a meat mountain from Arby's, the big meat.
Oh, from Arby's, because they have the meats. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So, what do you need from me?
Oh, well, We're so fat we can't really move, and I was wondering if you could help us try to move, like, wheelchairs or something.
Oh, a wheelchair. Yeah, my fat ex-wife needed wheelchairs to get around, too. You know, she's like those people in my 600-pound life that are so fat, they just sit in bed because they can't do anything else. They just sit there all day, and how do they shit? They just shit right there in the bed. They just shit, and they make like a little world of shit in the bed and their fat rolls. It's like Osmosis Jones of shit. There's a whole little community going on in there in the shit. Can you imagine what that room smells like? It's all just piss and shit and old food. Ew, I don't want to think about it anymore. It's so fucked up. Ew.
Yeah, can you get us our wheelchairs?
Yeah, wheelchairs. You said that. Yes, I can do that.
He talks a lot.
Yeah.
Oh. There you go.
Whoa.
Oh, don't tip over. You might cause an earthquake, you fat fuck. Careful, don't break that wheelchair. It's not covered by your insurance. Nothing is these days. All right, just roll yourselves down to the... Where do they have the fat competition? Like the convention center? Sure as hell isn't the gym, I know that. Like, McDonald's, Golden Corral, that sounds right.
Okay, can you give me a push?
Yeah, sure.
Whoa! Baby, have you seen my car keys?
Marvin, you're too fat to drive. You won't even fit in the car.
We have to drive. It would take hours to roll to the convention center.
Ooh, donkey! 8 layers of creamy cream feta lid cheesecake! Come here, you! Yummy! Oh, I can't wait to lick in between every single one of your little cracks. And I don't care if you wipe, because I didn't wipe. Am I in heaven? No, I must be in Pisa because of the leaning tower of cheesecake.
Shrek?
Oh, what do you want, Loki? And why are you fat as holy hell?
Well, there's a fat competition and the fattest person gets $1 million.
So you're telling me I could get $1 million just for being sexy?
Well, you have to be really fat, and you're definitely fatter than me and Rose combined, so please don't join, because you definitely probably would win.
That's super rude, donkey! I want to join! So I'm going to eat all of this cheesecake, and then I'm going to join your little fat competition.
Well, have you seen my car keys?
Oh, they're right there, donkey. Donkey, are you trying to blow ass? Let me show you how it's done.
Oh, God.
Oh, get a whiff of that right ass, donkey.
Oh, get out of here, get out of here. Oh, God.
Crusting. Come here, you.
Hello and welcome to Fat Tuesday's fattest fat-ass competition on this Fat Tuesday. All the fattest fatsos in town have rolled out tonight to see what they're made of, which is mostly fat. So if you walked in here tonight, you're automatically disqualified, because there are fatter fuckers than you that can't even carry their own big fat weight around. Now it's time to put your money where your food is, in your big fat fucking belly. Now let's get this competition started and start the judging. That's a big fucker right there. Oh, he's really fat. How does he even tie his shoes? I bet he can't even fit in the shower. I bet he doesn't even try to shower. He's probably stinky being all fat like that. Big fat motherfucker. All right. Now it's time for the judging.
Oh, no way, baby. They have pizza.
Marvin, there's no way you have any more room left to eat.
Maybe just 2 or 3 slices.
Low-ra-der.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
I only joined for $1 million. Plus, I can afford Ozempic. And also, Quinceañera gave me a fat, sweaty Blumpkin earlier, and she fingered my belly button hole the whole time.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, it's time to start the official judging. Starting with you. Whoa, fat bitch alert, we got a fat bitch here.
Thank you.
Oh, do me.
Oh, no, tummy, tummy, tumble. What's the matter, tummy? You can't get up, you're too fat. You're like a big tummy turtle trapped on his back.
What about me?
Holy heart disease, you're already on your deathbed.
Or do me.
What? My God, that's the fattest fucker I've ever seen. I have no choice but to name you today's Fat Tuesday fattest fat ass. What's that? Could it be an even fatter fat ass? Holy Fat Van Boogaball!
Now wait just a cheesecake second! If anyone's fat here, it's me!
My God, you've got to be the fattest fat ass here! You win!
Wait, I'm fatter than he is!
Ooh, you are pretty goddamn fat. Well, it looks like we've got ourselves a fat off! It's gone into overweight! I mean, overtime! Looks like I'm gonna have to break out the tape measure and head over there, because you sure as hell can't come to me. Alright, you fat sacks of shit, let's see which one of you is fatter! I gotta be careful not to get pulled into your gravitational pull! Oh, wow, you're pretty fucking fat! Now let's try you! Oh, wow, you're really fat, too. But Lardass here's just a little bit fatter. Congratulations, Lardass, you win.
Yay, $1 million for me. Chives, get in here and carry me.
What, sir, I really can't.
Chives, I shit my pants.
You shit your pants, sir?
Yeah, where else was I supposed to go?
The bathroom?
I can't, I'm big.
Oh, very well, sir. I'll try my best. Oh, my back!
Damn it, Chad, you weren't even trying!
There you go.
Oh, thanks for the Ozempic, Doctor. I feel skinnier already.
Me too.
Yeah, my ex-wife is terrified of this stuff. I spray it at her to scare her away when she's visiting our daughter, because she's terrified of being skinny. She really wants to stay fat. She's like a bear hibernating for the winter, but, like, permanently. She's just, like, eating all the food she can to, like, store it up in case the world runs out of food, which it's going to because she's eating it all. Anyway, how'd the competition go? I take it you didn't win because you don't have $1 million?
No, somebody who didn't deserve it won.
Yeah, that is how these tend to go. I mean, we can't have you getting $1 million because then you don't have any problems and there's nothing to make videos about, is there?
No.
Yeah. So I'm just going to wash this off and go reuse it on my other patients like I always do. Alright, Jeffy, here's your security uniform. Time for your next night at Freddy's.
I'm not going back there! It's scary!
But you don't get paid unless you work all 5 nights at Freddy's. That's why it's called 5 nights at Freddy's, not 1 night at Freddy's. That would be a lame game.
I don't care about the money! I'm not going back there!
Jeffy, you can't quit a job unless you put a 2 weeks notice in.
Yeah, it would look bad on your resume.
I don't care about my resume! It's scary!
Jeffy, it can't be that scary.
It is that scary, dang! The animatronics try to kill you!
No. You don't have to worry about that. I went over there this morning and put in a whole bunch of new security stuff to protect us. And besides, you already broke all the animatronics.
Exactly why I'm not going back there.
Jeffy, what if I go work at Five Nights at Freddy's too?
Oh, I get it.
Danny, it's not gonna matter because you're gonna try to kill you too!
Jeffy, if I'm working there, nothing bad will happen because I'm gonna protect you because I'm your dad, okay? So let's all go work there. Come on.
All right, Marvin, welcome to Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria. I already gave Jeffy the tour last time, so I'm not going to do that again. I just wanted to show you the animatronics Jeffy beat up. He kicked all their asses.
Sure did, Danny, because they were trying to kill us.
No, stop spitting on Freddy. You already spit on him too much.
Wait, so these are the things that tried to kill y'all?
Yeah, but Jeffy beat him up, and I'm pretty sure he broke them, so they shouldn't be moving around anymore. I really hope they don't move around anymore. Although, Freddy looks pretty pissed off. I don't remember his teeth looking like that last time. Anyway, I'm going to show you the upgrades I made to the security room. Okay, so I made some improvements to the security room, and I moved some stuff around. Like, you may have noticed, the cameras are set to automatically rotate, so you don't have to keep pressing the button. And I brought my laptop charger so the cameras don't die like last time, because that was a big problem. Oh, and I also brought some flashlights in case the lights go out. Now, you may have noticed the door is missing. I don't know what happened to that. That was just gone when I got here. So, if they try to kill us, I got this Freddy mask, so we can just put this on, and hopefully they think we're one of them, and they don't try to eat us.
They're gonna try to eat us?
Maybe.
What does this thing do?
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up. That's the music box. See, this 3-year-old girl died here, and I guess she's in a puppet now, and she likes music, because if you don't wind that music box every few minutes, she pops out and tries to kill you.
Wait, she's gonna try to kill you?
Yeah.
Well, who's that thing?
Oh, yeah, that. That's Balloon Boy. He's a total asshole.
How is he an asshole?
Well, he just likes to turn the lights out like he pays the power bill here. No, don't you do it, you fuck! God damn it, Balloon Boy! Turn the lights back on! Wait a minute. We haven't wound the music box in a while. Let me check. Oh, shit. Wind it! Okay, it's working. Oh, gosh, she's gone. Oh, God, this is so stressful.
But it is stressful. I mean, I thought all we had to do was look at the cameras, but you're telling me that people are trying to kill us?
Yeah, sometimes, but it's not that hard. You know, you just watch. There was a camera in the bathroom, but I took that out because I might want to rub one out if I get nervous.
That's disgusting!
It helps me relax, okay? Oh, shit. Oh, God, Bonnie's gone.
What is there?
Oh, God, oh, no. Okay, we got to keep an eye on him.
Okay, so...
He's not in the kitchen.
Okay, there's no one else?
Okay, not in the bathroom. That's good.
That's good.
God damn it, now they're all gone.
There's Freddy!
Okay, not in the hallway. That's good. Great. Chica's looking at a cupcake, and Bonnie's back in the bathroom. Shit! The cameras are down. Okay, hold on. Let me turn the lights back on. Ugh. Okay, Balloon Boy, no more turning off the lights.
Hi.
What is your deal, man? I want the lights on!
Hello.
Listen here, you balloon fuck. I'm gonna turn the lights back on, and I swear to you, if you touch that light switch again, I will choke you out, my guy! Okay. Oh, do it. Please do it. Make my day. Oh, you motherfucker! I'm gonna kill you! I just turned Balloon Boy into Balloon Bitch.
You want me to spit on him?
No, unless you can do it from here. Huh, impressive.
Well, turn the lights back on!
I can't. Balloon Boy broke the light switch.
Then what are we gonna do?
All I have left is this shitty little flashlight. Well, there's nobody there right now.
Well, the cameras are still broken.
Yeah, hold on. I'll put it on manual so I can check them myself. Give me a second. Let's see here. Okay, there's the stage. It's still gone. Let me see. Well, there's Freddy. He's just hanging out in the dining room. And there's Chica. She's in the hall. Gotta keep an eye on that.
Okay, Bonnie's back in the bathroom. He must have IBS, poor guy. Well, oh, Chica's getting closer. And she's tweaking out. What's that?
Oh, God, she took out the camera. Check the hallway, check the hallway. Oh, she's right there. Somebody throw something.
I'm gonna throw this.
Oh, don't throw the music box. We need that. Oh, great. Now the music box is in the hallway. Somebody has to go get it. Not it.
Not it. What?
Looks like you have to go get the music box, Marvin.
I'm not gonna go out in the hallway.
Well, just put on the Freddy mask. They'll leave you alone.
If I put on this mask, they'll leave me alone?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So if I go out like this, they won't kill me, right?
Yeah, if they see you, they're gonna think you're one of them.
Well, can I borrow your flashlight?
No, I don't want to be in here in the dark.
I don't want to go in that hallway in the dark.
Well, I'm trying to save the battery.
Oh, wow. So which way did the stupid music box go?
I don't know. I think it rolled somewhere down the hall.
Rolled down the hall? It's a cube.
Well, just go get it.
Okay. Guys? I don't see the music box anywhere. Guys, the chicken man has it.
That's a girl chicken.
It's a girl chicken? Oh, you keep scaring me. Can I have this back? Thank you. He gave it back. He gave it back.
It's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl. What happened?
Chica knocked you out.
Why?
Well, you kept calling her a dude, and I guess that pissed her off. But hey, at least she didn't eat you, because of the mask, and we got our music box back. Actually, we haven't wound the music box in a while. I should probably check.
Oh, shit, wind it!
Good, she liked that.
Well, turn the cameras back on!
I can't, Chica knocked them out!
Then how are we gonna see?
Well, we're just gonna sit here for the rest of the night and shine this flashlight at the door.
Who's that?
Oh, that's just Foxy. He's cool. Yeah, I give him a ride home after work. Sometimes we smoke a J in my car.
He's skateboarding!
Yeah, he wants to be like Tony Hawk. He's gonna be in the X Games someday. Go, Foxy, go! Follow your dreams! Foxy doesn't play by anybody's rules. Marvin, I do have a favor to ask you, and you're not gonna like it.
What is it?
I need you to go to the kitchen and get me a Capri Sun.
What, a Capri Sun?
Wild cherry, please.
What, no!
Can you get me a Capri Sun, too?
Thanks, Marvin.
I'm not gonna go get you guys Capri Suns. I don't wanna get eaten.
Oh, come on. We already know the mask fits you, and you already got punched in the face. What's the worst that can happen now?
Fine. Get your stupid Capri Sun. Okay, you both want wild cherry?
No, I want Pacific Cooler.
I want wild cherry.
Okay. Okay, where is the kitchen? Oh, hey, Freddy! I'm gonna go this way. I'm not bothering you. I have to go faster. Oh, but I really have to use the bathroom. Oh! Never mind. I'm just gonna close this. Okay, where is the kitchen? Oh, here it is. Hey, Chica, sorry for calling you a man. I know you're a woman now. I'm just gonna get something out of the refrigerator. Okay, Pacific Cooler. And wild cherry. Okay, they only have Pacific Cooler. Let me get these two. Oh, drop one. Oh, hey, Bunny Man. Oh, hey, Chica. I'm just gonna take these Capri Suns and get out of here. See you later. No. Here's your stupid Capri Sun.
Wait, where's my wild cherry?
They only have Pacific Cooler. There was no wild cherry.
That's bullcrap. I know I saw a wild cherry in there. Go back.
I'm not going back out there. The animatronics are in the hallway. Freddy's right there.
Well, if that's true, then me and Jeffy need to hide under the table.
Why?
Well, you're the only one with a mask. They're not going to eat you. They think you're one of them. Me and Jeffy need to hide. So you use the flashlight. We're going to be under the table.
Wait. Use the flashlight. Okay, I'm using the flashlight. I don't see anyone.
Marvin, stop wasting the batteries. That's the only flashlight we have.
Okay, I won't use it. It's really scary in the dark. I can't see anything. Oh, Freddy's there! I see Freddy!
Well, don't shine the light at me, asshole.
What? It's just blinking. Oh, no! The purple bunny's there, too! What do I do?
Turn the flashlight off. You're wasting batteries.
Turn it off. But now I can't see anything. I don't know where everyone's at.
Marvin, just calm down. You have the mask on. They think you're one of them.
But they're moving. Oh, they're right there. They're right there. They're walking toward me. What do I do?
Just be cool, bro.
What's poppin', slime?
What's poppin', slime? Marvin, what the fuck was that?